Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started. You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So
you doing all right? How you doing? Take a deep breath. Right? I just got done watching the last Jon Stewart show. I really liked it. I liked his words of wisdom before he said goodbye. Not, you know what I'm talking about. The bullshit thing he was talking about. It's pretty powerful. So anyway, today's show, Brandon Wardell was going to be our guest, but he had to cancel, but we teased him. But just so you know, I obviously know he canceled the day before, and so we just did a family show. I feel like it was a train wreck, but now that you know that, you can listen. Oh, geez. Well, I think that's it. Oh, by the way, I'm coming to Pittsburgh. I'll give you the exact date next week. Well, no, it's the last weekend of August. This month. It's the last weekend of this month. Like the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They're having like a little festival there. But, so, I mean, Pittsburgh isn't that big. Look up festival in Pittsburgh and you'll find out about it. But, I'm very excited. It's going to be really cool. And like I said, next week I'll tell you the exact, like, where it's at, the name of the theater, the location, and all that stuff. But I'm looking forward to it. I've talked to the people a few times that are putting it together, and it sounds like it's just going to be a lot of fun, and I'm happy to be a part of it. All right, so there's that. I need to do a show with Paul F. Tompkins. There's so much stuff. I still want to talk about. Here's the things I want to get off my mind. Still want to talk about You Can't Say Anything Anymore. I thought of a better way to bring clarity to it. You know, You Can't Say Anything Anymore. You know, I think that's bullshit. You can say a lot. Two, I want to talk about the police and that preacher. I'll play that preacher. I know I'm plugging on the show. I say, oh, I'll do it later, but I will play it next week, the preacher that I talk about. You'll know what I'm talking about now when you listen to the show, but anyway. All righty. Well, listen. Listen, you're all just great. And take it deep. Oh, Jesus. You're all tied up in knots about nothing. Let it go. I demand that you let it go. I demand that you take your unnecessary knots and let them go. Instantly take those knots mentally and untie them. These are not the type of knots that you need. Anything more than to, with your own brain, let it go. Take a deep breath, I tell you now, brothers and sisters. Ethan on guitar and Eric on drums were there, and they were great. Alrighty, everybody. Enjoy the show. Aristotle. By the way, I want to tell you this. There's a point in the show where I'm making fun of Nick, who hasn't been to the show in a while. He took a lot of pictures and put a lot of cool stuff on Facebook. Where I'm making fun of Nick affectionately. And Aristotle is like, literally gets up out of his seat and is like laughing so fucking hard. It was great to see. Makes me happy when he laughs that hard. Alrighty, you're great. Goodbye. You're special. And you're all great. Oh, fuck yourselves.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Don't laugh, everybody. Are we recording?
because I want the audience to know this. I'm having a fan installed in my pants. So that's our opening. Okay, well, I'm not going to hurry the show if you didn't enjoy that joke. I think the fact that I said I'm having a fan installed in my pants was funny. So that's the opening of the show, everybody. I'll do anything I can to make people have a good time on today's show. I want people to be in a good mood. I want people in a good... That's a baby. That's a baby that they're ripping paper and he thinks it's hysterical. Let him keep ripping the paper. The parents just keep ripping the paper. And they rip it again and he loves it. This is how people feel about my show, I think. Anything? Are we all fucking really?
You told us not to say anything.
No, I didn't.
You said don't laugh.
That's sarcastically. Not really. Stop that baby from laughing. Somebody,
shut that baby up. Shut that baby up.
Shut that baby up. All right. Listen. Did you really think I meant not to laugh at any of my...
Yeah.
When I said, don't anybody laugh, but I'm putting a fan in my pants? Well, I wanted you to laugh. No. Who installs a fan in their pants? Well, the people listening to the show are like, well, I don't know who's in studio, but I can't believe they didn't laugh at Todd insinuating he was going to put a fan in his pants. Because people are laughing at home. They already know they did. They're like, I did laugh. So, and I told Nick, first of all, remember what I said before we started the show? All positive.
Yeah.
But in bits. So let me start out positive because people tend to, I don't know what to do. I'm exhausted. I don't know if, I feel better now. Hold on, let me see if that works. Let me see. Hold on, let me try it here. Hold on, turn that music off. I want to see if I rip paper for Keith, if this works. Oh, he likes it too. Let me try it with Aristotle. Oh, I feel better now. There you go.
Oh.
All right, this is a slow start. I know we have a guest here today. First of all, let me. I feel like restarting the whole show, but that's our cold, cold opening. Now here's our cold opening. Let me introduce. Why don't we? I don't know what to do. Why do I rev so high sometimes? Let's play Holiday Road. Do we have that? Let's start the show professionally. Well, I'm professional. Jesus Christ. Oh, stop it. Pause it. Aaron, I know you're listening to the show in your kitchen in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Shut up. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I can't believe it. I just sent him that email. Shut up. Shut up, honey. Remember I sent Todd Glass that email and told him about our son and how he changed our lives? He's fucking talking about us right now. Oh, my God. Of course. Look at you in the kitchen. We should make something with you in real time. Like, I should put it on the opening. I should email you back some ingredients you have to make. Email you back and then say, Friday, when we drop the show, you'll make it with us. Although, I will tell you this. You take a crock pot. You like dump food?
I love
this. This is right out of the dump food recipe book. And this isn't even the start of the show. None of this counts. I haven't even introduced everybody. Other shows, they're like, they're so mad at us. They're so mad at us. I feel bad. I shouldn't make jokes anymore. They're really... Chris told me that he was at the store the other day, and I don't want to... I'll say their name, but just bleep it out. That he saw Booga at the grocery store, and he was behind him, and he heard him on the phone going, yeah, did you hear Todd Glass? Now he just has regular, serious interviews with no bells and whistles. What the fuck? It was Chris Hardwick. He's shitting in his pants. That's why he wants me to play more jingles. I figured it out. By the way, I just did the last 3 minutes with no headsets. Not easy. Thank you. You know what? So anyway, Aaron, she has a son. And yeah, we'll introduce you in a second. Put your headphones on. What are you? You never been on a podcast before? Oh, this isn't a podcast. That's probably why. This is more like a show.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love it every time. I like you have a little reverb in his guitar, if you know what I'm talking about. So it's all right. I'm all over the place, but everything's going to be fine. And before we talk about this, let's finish with Aaron first. So, Aaron, you're in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Take a crock pot. You can put frozen chicken breast in it if you want, or fresh chicken breast. Do whatever you want. Like 3 or 4 cans of cream of chicken soup. It doesn't matter how many. Just figure it out. Buy 6 cans, use 4. This is not a healthy dish, but I will tell you this. It tastes fucking unbelievable, and it's pretty easy to make. Really easy. It's dump chicken is what I call it. But this is true. To George Carlin, you take fresh chicken, put it in, organic if you want it to be. Then you do – I don't give a shit. I'd have a great food show. I don't give a shit what you do. Thank you. And that was not his guitar, by the way. He got a boner. Thank you, Keith. That's why I got you here. So listen, so you take 4 or 5 cans or whatever, how much you have. If you have 2 pieces of chicken, you use 2 cans. If you put, just make it, so you put 3 or 4, 5, 6 pieces of chicken, 4 cans of cream of chicken soup, and then you put some sour cream and a bottle of wine. Like add as much wine as it cooks. You just keep adding wine. If you want to put some potatoes in there or some carrots, you get it. It's basically the cream of chicken, the sour cream, and the wine. Yeah. Chicken, you can put carrots in there. You can put a bag of peas in there. You're gonna go like, I'm sure it's all right. No, it's not all right. It's like, shut the fuck up good. So that's what I want you to make. Now, if you want to go real healthy, yeah, you could go to Whole Foods and buy 4 of the best, you know, cream of
chicken.
Yeah, the cream is going to be hard to get around, but do whatever you want. I'm tired. If you don't want to cook for your family, people, it's not my job to fucking come up with ideas. Boing. 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 No, bowong. Just to get to bowong. Bow-wow-wow-wow-wow. Thank you. It's about time. Fucking dying over here. All right, so let me... We're not going to do the intro today. We don't need the intro. We don't need the intro.
We don't need no stinking intro?
We don't need no stinking intro. This is the cold opening, folks. Cold opening.
Not the cold, just regular cold.
What is this?
Oh boy, Todd Glass. I'm so excited. I want to be on your show so bad. Oh, I'm getting so excited when I think about the Todd Glass show.
Is this Doug Benson?
I just want to get some mustard.
Oh, it's Doug Benson.
Because it's so delicious.
Oh, it's Doug Benson.
And when I think about not being on the Todd Glass show, I get so sad.
Oh, it's Doug Benson.
I get so sad.
Maybe it's not Doug Benson.
Because I love to laugh.
Oh, it is Doug Benson.
I love to laugh.
Doug Benson loves to laugh. It's got to be Doug Benson.
Oh, Todd, if you could have me on your show.
Is it Doug Benson?
Oh!
Oh, it is. It is.
The way Mr. Glass, this is Edwin.
Oh, it's Edwin.
I'd love to be a part of
Hang up
of your
on him.
Show.
He owes me money. All right, listen. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go around the room and introduce everyone. I can do the opening later. Hold on. What are you, just pour liquor on your hands and flop it around the computer?
That was a Thank you. Thanks what? For the liquor.
I like whatever you do. So let me go around the room and start, because when I rev too high, nothing goes good. So here's what's going on today. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. This is who is on. Let's introduce everybody. Go nice and slow. Nice and slow.
Eric on drums.
That's Eric on drums. Play that again a little better, a little lower.
Eric on drums.
What, did you hear that pop? What is that?
Eric on drums.
All right, here. Let me do the sound. You don't have to worry about that. I like to. Oh, by the way, only because I'll play it louder. I liked how loud it was. So, Eric, play that again for him. You know his family listens to the show.
Eric on drums.
Thank you. And also, Ethan is here. And Ethan is, Ethan's over there. So we know.
Ethan on guitar.
There you go. Ethan on guitar. And then... Sitting in all month, ladies and gentlemen, I don't take this lightly. That's probably why I always rev high, but today, if I take the time, if I take 15 minutes to start slow and go around the room and say hello to everybody, everything's going to work better. So Jake Adams is on the road. He's...
Jake!
Oh, I heard Jake his dad.
He's doing LSD, and he drives across the country with his hair flopping around.
Oh, the Jewish face.
He's listening to the show right now in his car. I guarantee fucking tee it. Driving down the highway on the way to Vancouver to hang out with Chris James. So anyway, that's what they do. But while he's gone, Chris.
Who? Me? Me, Chris?
I took a little trip down La Cienega.
I like it.
I only stopped to shop for fancy cars.
Oh.
Then from the Black Horse Militia Room, there came the sound of a drum set boom.
boom, boom.
The music came from the soundboard guy. Todd told him, dig in and don't be shy. Excitement grew as he played along to the pre-recorded jingle song. Oh, what a feeling.
Oh, what a feeling.
His soundboard dealings. The drums were ringing.
A part where it mentioned your name.
And so then
we may have never like put that together. I think I have it actually.
Yeah, it was Chris Burden, Chris Burden, Chris Burden.
Hold on.
It's all right.
Is it ironic that it's the guy that is supposed to be pushing the button that can't find his own jingle?
What's this?
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, I think it's about a different Chris Burden anyway. So. That's fucked up for you to say that.
Chris Burden, Chris Burden, Chris Burden. Chris Burden, Chris Burden, Chris Burden.
You were saying?
Chris Burden, Chris Burden, Chris Burden. Chris Burden, Chris Burden, Chris Burden.
Babu, babu.
Chris Burden, Chris Burden, Chris Burden. Chris Burden,
Chris Burden, Chris Burden. Chris Burden.
So Chris Burden is here. How are people liking the show that are listening at home? Is everything all right so far? I know it's a little disorganized, but everything, I always promise you that I will put all this together. You're good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, also, we have someone that listens to the show is here. His name is Andy. Andy. And let me tell you something, Andy. He brought us beer. He made two things of beer. And
good.
It's really good. It's really good, isn't
so
it?
Oh, God. Take it.
Yeah.
I'm a professional beer drinker.
Well, sometimes somebody brings in the beer that they made, and quite frankly, I don't want to mention names, but Doug Benson. Hey.
Aww.
Anyway, killed by a texter. So, Andy, is it, what's your last name, Andy? Andy Link. Andy Link is here, and I'm going to tell you something right now. This gentleman that sits here that brought us beer is exactly how I picture the people that listen to the show have the way their hair looks. Sure. Why would I want someone to walk in here with some shitty hair? I visualize, for men. For women, there's a different way they wear their hair. But for men, I always picture, you know, nice clean part, just like Chris Farron. So when he walks in, of course he listens to the show. Now, if you're out there and you don't have hair like that, I don't want you to start thinking, oh, should I not come see the Todd Glass Show? You wear a hat. Don't be silly. Of course I want you to come.
Wear a silly hat.
Wear a silly hat.
I think the women fans should wear their hair like that, too. No exceptions.
No exceptions. Women have to wear their hair. Everyone just look up Chris Farron and you wear your hair like his now that it's short again. For a while, Chris Farron had long hair because he's a hippie. All right, listen. So
I heard he smokes the reefer.
All right, listen. So also is here. Now, I don't know Gabe. How are you, Gabe?
I'm great.
What's your last name?
Lucci.
Gabe Lucci. I'm a Gabe Lucci.
Gabe Lucci.
Oh, Gabe Lucci. Pasta babu. I'm a Gabe Lucci. I'm a Gabe Lucci. Hold on, we got a caller. We got a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Gabe Lucci. I love him. I'm vomiting.
It's the way people call the people,
that
people,
that okay.
People that want to talk to you. That's what they do. Let's take another call. This is true. Swear to God, we're taking real calls. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who do you want to talk to?
Yeah, is Gabe Lucci there?
I think you're saying his name wrong. What is your last name again?
Lucci.
Lucci. That's the way I fix it. I may pretend the caller says it wrong, and then I play the good guy. I go. Because I was saying it wrong, but then I go, wait, this fucking idiot calling in doesn't know how to say your last name, Gabe Lucci. So, Gabe, a lot of people know... Oh, I have... what were you, possessed by...
Jake Adams.
Jake Adams, that's what I was going to say. Could do in the wrong. But let's take our time now. Let's not get excited. This show's going to go fine. Already, people... Whenever anybody in the room, I smell if people are like, oh, this is not going good off of the gate. And then I get nervous and I sweat. Nothing goes right. The calmer you all are, the calmer, the smile. Ethan, good smile over there. The better I'm going to be. So let me spend a little more time with Gabe over here. So Gabe does... not all he does, but, you know, he does the magic on getting Doug with High. Every time I say that name of that show, I have to switch it in my head. It's exhausting. Doug Benson, I've had it with him. Yeah. So getting Doug with high, you do the magic on that show. And then, right, you look, is that okay to say that?
Yeah.
Because you look like, I'm more than that. I don't know off the air. You know, you call me the next day.
Hey, listen, I'm more than a magician, you little fuck.
So you do the magic on the show. And operator, anybody there?
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, listen. I told him tonight, I said, don't worry about your cues making any sense. please, come on, stop with the phone sounds. Oh my God, Chris Burden told you to play more phone sounds, didn't he? Chris Howard. No, that one is annoying, actually, to George Carr, and that's a ring. Whatever ear that rings from is had to be horrible to be hearing your phone ring in the house.
What is that? This is just a ringtone.
Oh, hold on. Just take it easy a little bit. Let me get going here. So Gabe, from Gabe Time, and you don't do Gabe Time anymore. And the Doug Benson Show, I really like those.
You do it every time.
Well, you didn't do it when I was there last time, and I caught you. Get out of here. This was all a trick to sabotage you. No, we didn't do a Gabe Time the last time I was there.
We must have.
Well, we did it, but you never showed it.
If they put them up, they make me film them.
All right. Well, I don't remember.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
All right. That's not
what?
That. Yeah, play it again. Play it a little low. Let me.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
It's the Todd Glass Show, let's kiss on the lips.
Yeah, let's kiss on the lips.
It's nice. People feel that way. People come out into the mall and they say, hey, are you listening to the Todd Glass Show? And then they say this to each other.
Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show, so let's kiss on the lips.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's take our time. Now, Aristotle's here.
Yeah.
Also, Nick. Is that Gerard Carmichael? No. Shh.
Nick Lipa.
Listen, Nick Lipa is Nick Lipa is here now. Nick, some people of your regular listeners, you know, Nick, he hasn't been here in about a year almost, which says how much he loves us.
Shame.
So we're glad that you're here. Now, hold on. Before we introduce Brandon Wardell, who is supposed to be our guest today, Brandon Wardell. But hold on. Everyone feels good? You're good? Let me have another sip of my drink. No alcohol in here.
You didn't introduce Ethan and Eric.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
They were the first.
Oh. They were the first. That's how long ago it was.
I'm drunk. I'm always drunk.
Hey, you want to hear something really weird? Get it out of the way so I don't worry about playing it later. This cop is frisking. This is to George Carr untrue. He's frisking somebody. And he feels something in the front of his... Well, you can figure it out already, but listen to this. Listen real close. This is real to George Carr.
Spread your legs for me real quick.
Hands
quick. Oh, yeah, there you go. I see you shaking. It kind of makes me nervous.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, it's cold.
Pause it. So the cop says, you're shaking. The cop seems pretty nice. He goes, you're shaking a little, and that's making me nervous. He goes, it's cold outside, the guy that he's frisking. And the cop seemed to, you know, be nice about it. He was like, oh, it's just a little cold outside. Okay. And then...
What's this right here? That's your penis. All right. Sorry about that.
Now, here's the thing. This guy, you know, must have a nice sex life because he was, like, touching, like, above his pants, you know. And that's my penis. Play it again. Play it again because it's such a weird interaction to have with a cop. What's this?
Spread your legs for me real quick. There you go. Hands on here. Oh, yeah, there you go. I see you shaking. It kind of makes me nervous.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah.
Take a look at real quick. There you go. Hands on here. Oh, yeah, there you go. I see it shaking. It kind of makes me nervous.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah.
Okay. What's this right here?
That's my penis.
That's your penis. All right.
Now.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. He kept, you know, why is your gun shrinking? He should have said. Chris said that today on the phone.
Didn't I say, why is your gun flaccid?
Oh, why is your gun? Well, I switched it around. I had some writers punch it up. I had some of the people. Over. I had
the
some
Todd Glass Show writers room.
Well, no, I go over. I call the people that are always very kind to me, even though I don't do the show. I called the people from At Midnight, and they spruced the joke up for me a little bit. So play this one more time.
Spread your legs for me real quick. There you go. Hands on here. Oh, yeah, there you go. See you shaking. It kind of makes me nervous.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, it's cold?
Yeah. Okay.
What's this right here?
It's my penis.
That's your penis. All right.
All righty.
Sorry about
that. Okay, sorry about that. Got that out of the way. What's this? That's my ass. That's how you know when the cop is like getting out of front. What's this? And he's like really squeezing it. He goes, what's this over here? So plump. And he goes, do you have mashed potatoes in your pants? No, sir. That's just my ass. Thank you for that. That saved that. Hello, mommy. Are you there? All right. So listen. So when we take our first break, everything's fine. Why am I revving so high? Are you okay? Maybe I'm worried about you.
I'm chilling.
No.
I feel good, Todd. How do you? How are you?
Good. Very good.
All right. Good.
Good
talk.
Gabe.
Well, we can get that out of the way on the air. This
Please.
Is very
Turn his mic off. Turn it back on. So Gabe, along also that Gabe brought today, this is why I feel it's going to be a very special day, is he brought a wooden box, and it's nice, and it's like carved out nice, and into the front of this wooden box is the burnt in, it says, Honey Farm. Honey Farm, Honey Farm. Listen here, Honey Farm, I'll tell you one thing. The people down at that Honey Farm really treat me nice. I'd like to send a shout-out to all those good, nice people down at Honey Farm, giving people mini vacations, one puff at a time.
Honey.
Honey Farm.
Honey.
Honey Farm.
Honey.
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 Honey Farm. Honey Farm. You're going to like the way you feel. So put that right at the corner, and we'll do that when we take our first break. We'll take advantage. Now, let me tell you something about the nice people at Honey Farm. This, I can't read any of those words.
I was just
trying to
read. And it's not the size of them. Hold on, Chris. It's not the size of the words, because I can read Honey Farm. It's the, okay, what's the first word? M-E-N-D-O-N-I-S-I.
Mendocino.
Mendocino. Well, with words like that, how do they expect people to pronounce? They're high people. Why are they fucking putting that difficult word on the front of this thing here? But it looks nice. It's all carved out. The pens are all sticking up straight. When I was in second grade, the guy used to cut our lawn had a truck. And I said, you got to put the rakes. You got to take a 2x4 behind the back window of your truck, drill holes, and you put all your tools in there nice and neat. Fucking idiot didn't listen. Looking, I was in second grade. I was right, by the way. I know exactly what I'm saying, right? You don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
I got that the landscapers that had cool-looking trucks, they had a piece of wood, and they had the rake, and then the shovel. They had to stick them. This guy, you know, he didn't know. He was probably 19, now that I think back. He's like, why doesn't a second grader leave me the fuck alone? This kid's got to be Marc Maron with this shit. What's he give a fuck for? Anyway, so it says, whatever the first word is, grown small batch vape sauce. Vape sauce. I like that. I like that. Vape sauce. That's what I'm going to call it from now. You guys, when we take a break, we're going to take a Honey Farm vape sauce break. It is vape sauce.
I'm going to start putting that on my burgers.
How about vape applesauce? Did they ever think of that? Shh. Edit that out so they don't steal it. Oh, my God.
That was so perfect.
I lost my virginity to that song. The over. Hello. Okay, so here's what I got to do. Wait a second. Hey. Is that...
Who is that?
That's Chris, who was here last week. Not the Chris I was with, a different Chris. But I don't have time to go into it. No, it's a different Chris that was here at the show last week.
The one from the gym.
Yeah.
Right. Chris that goes to my gym. And this was that just walked by the front. So I don't know. He looked like he was walking very, like, staring straight ahead. Like, he knows we're in here, maybe, and he didn't want to look. What if he keeps circling around the block? Like, he wants to come in, but he doesn't. He keeps circling the block.
How many times would he have to go before you would bring him in?
Well, I already wanted to do it the first time. But then I felt maybe he's just trying to go to the gym and he doesn't need me running outside. Hey! All right, listen. So, hold on. Everything's fine. Everything is fine. What was that song that was like... we had it last week. I want to play it for the guys because they get a little shout out in it. The song that was like, it's a heartache.
Glass Show. This is the Todd Glass Show. Bells and whistles jingle.
Hey, Todd, we love you down here in Pasadena.
It's a real show.
Hey, Glad Keys there, baby. Rock on, fuckface.
You listen because you love it.
Hey, we love you, Ethan, down here in South Bay. Eric, fuck up, motherfucker.
Listen to the Todd Glass Show.
Nick, glad you're back.
Adams, producer Aristotle.
We love you, Aristotle.
Sometimes Gabe and JJ. Or Eric and Ethan.
Oh, yeah.
The Todd Glass Show. This is the Todd Glass Show. Bells and whistles, jingles.
I like that.
It's a real show.
You're gonna love the way you look.
Okay. So now, I'm gonna let you make an executive decision here.
Okay.
I say we don't talk about that thing, the serious part. We just, okay. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's...
What's the pulse in the room? Raise your hand. We could talk about I have a twisted way to bring... The problem with the LA, you know, with any, the police force is all over right now. Of course, that's been a lot in the, but we can wait. Do not lie to me. To George Carlin, how many people think, give it a go? You're not doing me a favor? Or how many people go, we'll pass it? Raise your hand if you think, I'll make it easy. How many people raise your hand if we should just move past it? One, two, three. Okay, move past it. Yes, thank you. I don't want to do these serious shows. I mean, the people beg me. I could talk about Caitlyn Jenner, but what the fuck? What do I give a shit?
The Todd Glass Show.
Oh, I'm relaxed already knowing I don't have to deal with that. I'll talk about it on the opening, but I have an interesting twist. I found a pastor that is so progressive, the most progressive pastor... Pastor, am I saying it right? That I've ever heard on the fucking planet, saying things in a way that, like, I say them. He's so fucking punching his fist, going, "What the fuck?" He's so pissed off at the of organized religion and the bullshit. So I'm going to play that, not now, but the little tease. I'll do it on the opening, maybe, and then say they need that, the equivalent to that on the LAPD, and then when we'll talk about it later. There, that let me put it out there.
Yeah.
I think that's a good tease, because what does this pastor say? And people already go, I know what he means. They need someone on the LAPD that's not trying to blow it over and go, we can't talk about it, then that makes it real. No, it's real. You need to have someone on someone that speaks for the LAPD and says it mimics this pastor. So then we move past that. I feel so much better. So, and we said hi to Erin, who's cooking in her kitchen in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. What you said about, you said is something very nice. And I want to tell you that you're a nice person. You're nice. What are you wearing? Oh, it's none of my business. Operator? I know sometimes those nice people down at Honey Farm.
Honey.
Let's play Brandon Wardell in.
All right, I'm not sure if Keith is in the studio, so one and a two and a... Don't worry. This sing-along is easy. The first two times...
He says it's easy.
The second one's a little longer.
Can you pause it, but don't start it over? Now, to George Carlin, I'm being honest. I think I love this, that it's even happening. Do you have the original sing-along? It's the easiest sing-along. Okay, don't play that yet. I'm not having an easy time with this one either. I thought he was going to try to teach me a lesson. Like, I really thought it, you know what I mean? Like, it's the easiest sing-along in the world. And just make it, like, so, like 100 bottles of beer on the wall. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, something, you know, that simple.
This, be honest, last week, yes, Scott and Aristotle and Sarah Schaefer did sing it. Okay, I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to, you know, eat my words. But I still think they were trying so hard. You had to see them. When we were looking at them across the table, they're like listening. It wasn't easy. So then I say, hey, could you make a sing-along for Brandon Wardell? And he and I thought he was going to make it so easy, like a parody of it. Now, listen, please, to George Carlin, be honest with me. Tell me if... God, this is pretty easy. Matter of fact, I'm going to shut up, let you play it, and then I want to see everybody in the room sing along with it.
All right. And I do appreciate the shout-out. It does mean a lot.
Thank you. Well, let me tell you something. I've told this a lot. I wouldn't want to wake up in the morning if it wasn't for these jingles. It's all I have to live for. What else do I have to live for? Tops, what do I have on this planet? Another 50 years left to live?
You have a Tops. You have a special coming out.
You're right. You know what? Forget about what I just said. Edit that out. Edit that out and instead of that, just play
you
this.
You have a pilot. You, you got stuff going on.
By the way, Keith, I'm kidding. I don't want you to really think you have jingles.
Are there going to be jingles in the special?
Yes, of course. What's this?
An all jingle special? The first of its kind?
Oh. See this giggling baby? So adorable. Just ripping paper. It's me, everybody. Oh. Wait, it is Doug Benson. Okay. So all right. Where did Gabe go?
I think he had to go potty.
Oh, jeez. You know what I'm going to do? All this beer has got me needing to pee-pee.
Let's turn on Gabe's mic in the bathroom.
Yeah, turn on Gabe's mic. I want to hear what he's doing in there. He just said he had to go to the bathroom. I don't know how he'd have to go to the bathroom. He peed right before the show started. What is he? Turn his mic on.
Oh, it's so much fun to pee in the toilet. I'm splashing around my face. Oh, I can't believe my feet in here. Just sitting in the toilet, splashing water all over myself. Oh, I'm told I didn't ask me about bed time again. Oh, leave me the fuck alone already.
All right, listen, here's what I'm going to do. Take a deep breath. All right, let's play the song. And be honest. Be honest. I'm gonna let you guys do it. If you can sing it,
okay.
Really try to sing it.
I'm going to go for it.
Okay, and then if we can't, I have a fun way I figured out that we can sing it even if we don't sing along with it. Believe me, I got plan B. But plan A. I got a plan B. Here we go. Should I put it through the house or just the headsets?
Both.
Let's try. Okay, cool. Let's try both. Sometimes somebody said you can hear the songs better when they're not through the house, but sometimes I like the energy of it. So if they're songs where the words are real important, let's play it not through the house. Let's hear Brandon Wardell sing a long song.
And put the studio, so one and a two and a... Don't worry. This sing-along is easy. The first two times are the same rhythm. The second one's a little longer. You got it.
Put
Brandon Wardell. Brandon Wardell. Brandon Wardell. Everybody. Brandon Wardell. Brandon Wardell. Brandon Wardell.
Right. Here's the hard part.
Brandon Wardell.
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 So, what do you think? Is it easy to sing along to?
Yeah.
I must have a problem. No, I'm serious. I have a problem. You know how I know I have a problem? I know that I don't have musical. I know that I can fake in the beginning of a song, the first seven words, the part where you talk, put reverb. Okay, anybody can do that. I'm not, I get it. Once in a fucking blue man, moon, 20% of the time, 20%.
I like once in a blue man.
Once in a blue man, which is the blue man group.
Yeah.
I just talk.
Once every blue man group.
Once every blue man group. Edit that. Eventually, they will fucking get you because they just keep giving it and giving it. But you're so into what you're saying, then you realize you just got six of the things you said. Got a boom, 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 and then you're like, "All right, I hear you." It's very overwhelming. It's warming. It's like having your conversation scored. I'm a professional, and that's why these other shows are fucking shitting in their goddamn podcast pants. Sure, I remember to bring the show back to this sing-along. So you're going to say that sing-along. No, no bull. on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the hardest single. No, no, I'm doing it backwards.
Yeah.
10 is the best.
10's the easiest.
10 is the easiest sing-along in the world.
But one's hard.
One's hard. Now, I know it's not a 1, and I know it's not a 2, and I know it's higher than a 3. To be honest, I know it's higher than a 3, too. I'm just getting it. I don't want to get ahead of myself and tip it in the old radio trick. When will Todd reveal what number he feels when we come back? Oh, is it over?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Oh, no.
I know how to put people in a good mood. Well, I know what people want.
By the way, ever since that one started, it's been my favorite. It's so good.
It's okay.
I'll find it.
And God said to me.
When you leave. God said to who? Oh, I thought we took a call. So listen, so the sing-along song on the scale from 1 to 10, 10 how easy do you, 10 is the best. To George Carlin, don't play games here. This is not a time for games.
To George Carlin, I think it's probably a 10. It's
okay.
Just I just don't want to now have to sing it again because that was our first time listening to it.
I'm going to let you sing it again.
I know, but if we're going to sing it again, I want to listen to it and then sing along.
Well, no, that's not an easy sing along. You're his lawyer. Even by your own merit, you're turning to the jury and going, please, we should be able to hear this sing along more than once. No. I say if it certainly doesn't get a 10 then, if you want to hear it again and you're nervous, I do a sing-along and I'm going to send it to Joe and make him do music to it. Oh, that's not nice. And then I bet you'll be like, that's easy. Like, that 100 bottles of beer on the wall. 100.
But that's already a song.
I know. Okay, well, what other ones are like that? You put your right foot in, you put your right. All those stupid songs have been around.
Ring Around the Rosie, you know.
Right. What's another one? Happy Birthday is an easy. No, that's not a sing-along. Well, it is. But,
fuck you, Jew.
Hey, I told you. Were you going through my post-its?
I did.
So. Again, I'm very serious about this. Like in a weird way, I am. I think you know when I say to George Carlin, someone might go, "Well, Todd, you lied about that word." No, this thing perplexes me because even you that you're deciding, you're saying you need to hear it once or twice. So you might. The question is, Todd, how easy of a sing along could it be? Easy means you pick it up after 2-3 times. Is that what you're saying? I say the first time if it's right.
Yeah.
Or even when they tip the word. So let me play it again. Let me play it again, but don't try to sing along, and we'll give it. Hey, by the way, what would you give it?
9.
A 9? That's nice.
I'd give it a 4.
Can I tell you, it doesn't. First of all, Joe, if you're listening, to prove I'm a mature adult, overwhelmingly from the last song and this song, overwhelmingly the energy of it is most people are going, last one was an easy one. You're getting you're practically getting 10s until it came down to me and Eric. So the question is, could Eric and me be right and everybody else is wrong? Yes. You don't think that's ever happened in the world before? Why? Everyone thinks, oh, if 7 say it's great and 2. First of all, we don't know what the is. Chris, Nick, what do you say? 10 being the best sing-along. And be fair to Joe. Be fair to me. Don't try to be cute. Don't try to whatever you think you're going to do. Don't do it. Just answer honestly. A 2. Oh, I'm sorry I was
what?
Rude. I'm sorry
what?
I was rude to you.
What?
I feel like people aren't understanding that. A 2,
Nick is
a
super
2
high
means
right
that
now.
It's really
he doesn't,
hard.
He doesn't count.
It's hard, yeah.
I tell you the truth. I think because I appreciate Joe so much that maybe you don't know the grade I gave it. I was going to say it was a 5.
Yeah?
A 5. Now, what did you say, Andy? What would you say?
8.
An 8? Okay. That's basic.
I'd say 9.
Yeah. And you?
5.5.
5.5. Okay. Can you play it and just you can sing along with it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Can you play it?
Yeah.
What's his name again? Brandon Wardell. I'm just joking.
let's not do it through the house.
So 1 and a 2 and a. Don't worry. This sing-along is easy. The first 2 times are the same rhythm. The second one's a little longer.
Pause it.
Thank you.
Got it. Okay, I want to make something very clear. The first 2 times is easy because he says it and then you learn the rhythm. It's brand. I get that part. But something happens where then he starts singing along with it, throwing to you, and that's when it gets all so.
Really upsets you.
Hey, by the way, no. Listen, the goal of playing this is not for you to lower your number. That's the difference between me and some other talk show host.
It's to prove my number.
No, it's exactly. I don't want you to turn on. You feel that way, and I feel the way I do. I'm not going to convince you that it's harder. Everyone said what number it was, and that's where it stands. of course, though, I think without nitpicking, if you're close to getting it, I'm not looking to nitpick. If you just gave it an 8 or a 9.
9.
If you get it 75, 80% of the time, I'm going to go, yeah, okay, it deserves that. Probably 80% with a 9. You got to get it pretty good. You know what? I'm not being a jerk. 90%. 90%. That means
that.
You mess up 3 times. Yeah, you got. If you get overwhelming, you get it. 90% is nailing it at a 9. Now, so you should be able to get a 9. And we're not looking to nitpick. There's already some worked in. You can glitch here. You can get a little behind, but then catch up there. But you can still give it a 9. You gave it a 9. That's why. So let's. Here we go.
Wow.
And by the way, you might be nervous. And I don't want you to do bad because you're nervous. If you get it and you're like, shit, now I'm overthinking it, we'll do it again.
Okay.
I'll give you two.
Okay.
I'll
get a
times.
Mulligan.
Excuse me?
I'll get a mulligan.
What's that?
That's in golf if you like want to do one over.
Sure.
Again,
oh, of course. Mulligan. You can have a pigeon. And in the podcast business, that means 5 times. How about those people at Honey Farms? They said I got to drop them in every 25 seconds now. So that's going to be Honey Farms.
Wait, that it's getting quicker.
I'm not sure if Keith is in the studio. So 1 and 2 and
give him a little reverb.
Don't worry, this sing-along is easy. The
oh,
first
awesome.
Two times are the same rhythm. The second one's a little longer.
Oh, thank you.
You got it.
Brandon Wardell. Brandon Wardell. Brandon Wardell.
Everybody.
Brandon Wardell. Brandon Wardell. Brandon Wardell. Brandon Wardell. Brandon Wardell. Brandon Wardell. Brandon Wardell.
Figured it out. Why? Well, because, please, too much reverb.
What? I fucking like, aced that.
That's like a woman in a movie from the 50s gone, you know, someone says, never mind. Spend an hour. I got lost.
Why does he get one for that?
Because I'll tell you why he helped me. That was a nice one. That was a say, hey, I know you got into a hole. Let me dig you out of it. I make a little guitar twang. Everyone forgets what happened. And that's what he did.
All right.
And you pointed it out, and then it brought attention
to it.
I
just found
it
suspicious.
And that's why I lost my Podcasters Association America license. So anyway, but Brandon, we're done. Operator, so let me say this to you. You did a good job. I'm not looking to pick. You know I'm not looking to pick and go, nah, it wasn't perfect, or I'd be doing it already.
Yeah.
No, you... But I don't mean – well, he has musical ability too. But I was going to say because you have a you know music. You know chords. You know changes. I don't. I need like just, you know, like bang, bang, bang. One, yeah. 2, 3. Do this now. Can you look up a kid's song? Yeah. I think I just figured out what I need. Can you YouTube
just
a kid's song? While we're looking up a kid's song, because they're very the type
a
I need to hear.
A kid's song that we don't all already know.
Yeah, that we don't already know. Maybe Hop, 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 and the Bunny Goes. That's the type I need.
What
but
is that?
I want to go back to Eric over there. No, don't say what is that, because when I find it, you're going to feel stupid.
All right, I got something, right?
All right, but I want to ask Eric first.
I got something.
Because he has musical... Could you just project really loud? Why do you give it a 3? Because you just watched him. Notice I'm a good lawyer because I think he's right. I think it deserves a 5.
Okay.
So,
a
but, what I'm saying to him before I ask, and then I will shut up and listen. In all fairness, I just watched you do a pretty good job of it. So maybe for you it's a 9, and I don't know why a 3.
Well, I said 4.
Oh, why a 4? And that's how you have to judge a sing-along. Not how easy it is for you. It's called the goddamn sing-along. No offense, Joe. He didn't even try. But he did it perfect.
Stop mid-sentence.
Yeah, he's just talking and he goes, oh, I saw Ethan gave him that. So while he's talking straight ahead, he just takes his arm. It has nothing to do with what his body language is or his face. He's talking to us. He just goes, boom, and then he puts the stick back down and keeps talking without ever stopping.
So professional.
Oh, my God, he's a monster. Not a monster, a robot. A monster robot. We'll be back. Podcast Association. Play the that would have been a good time to play.
Kid song.
Get your toothbrush.
Oh, sure.
Brush, brush, brush my teeth. Brush,
brush, brush my teeth. Brush, brush, brush my teeth.
Every day.
Oh, I like it.
It's a good message.
Yes.
Brush, brush, brush my teeth. Brush, brush, brush my teeth. Brush, brush, brush my teeth. Every day.
brush the top teeth.
What?
Brush the bottom teeth.
Brush, 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 brush.
Brush the front teeth.
Oh, this is it's too hard, too.
Do you want to hear
much
reading? Aristotle told you.
Hold on. That got fuzzy. Am I losing my mind, or did that get really fuzzy and horribly recorded? Like, play another child song, like another kid song. Like, just pull it up on YouTube.
Are you just Googling a kid song?
No, that one we had on the computer from...
Oh, no, don't get one off the... that was horrible. But I loved it. I mean, it served its purpose. Don't get jealous. Mad.
Are you saying kids shouldn't brush their teeth?
Sure they should. I didn't worry so much about it till my dentist told me I had the receding gums. I said, go fuck yourself. I don't believe in using hatred words about that, about the people.
And you've never seen a dentist since that day.
What I was trying to say is just so you don't think I'm losing it at home.
Following directions. So listen closely and see if you can follow the directions that I give. And get ready because later on we're going to...
Hold on. Turn that off. Maybe three's the charm. This had a little... Kids' songs are usually like so clean and so boom, boom on the drum. All of a sudden this has got...
Yeah, it's 2015.
Now, let's get another one.
There's EDM.
Put in the bunny hop. Put in the bunny hop. That's right. This is how
not the EDM version.
And by the
version.
Way, I will give... I'm going to... Believe me. I'm going to make my point here. The beginning of the Brush Your Teeth song, once you learn it, let me keep doing it, is my point. So if it goes brush, brush, brush your teeth, you're right. You don't get it the first concession. Okay, you know, whatever you call it. But then when they go, and then on to brush, then let me do it. Do it once I learn it. Don't stop doing it because it's fun to do it. You have to write. So I don't want to do the first part of that was really good. Did you see me doing it?
Yeah.
Then they started something about a donkey. I thought I heard something about a donkey.
You got upset.
Brush like, your dog or something.
Facially, you were looking distraught.
Because I was like, what the fuck? Like, are you shitting me? Finally, I thought, I could say this song, Joe, this song, and then this song does it.
But then is it really a song? Isn't it just a looped noise? Looks,
who cares? I just want
to
sing.
I'm trying to get deep here. I thought this was a serious show.
I want
to get the deep
Aristotle poems. Jumps in with the philosophical. This is like lounge music for my grandparents.
First you pick a leader, then they'll show you how it's done. The bunny hop is jumping and it's fun. Right heel touch, right heel touch, left heel touch. Touch,
there's no fucking way this is easier.
No, you just do this part.
Put your right foot out twice and your left foot two. You jump around the room yelling woo, woo,
woo.
Put your right foot forward, put your left foot out and stop. Do the bunny hop, hop, hop.
This is hard too.
This is so much.
Are you shitting me?
That is so much harder than anything that you've played.
What would you give that one, Eric? How about you, Ethan? What would you give it?
Two.
Yeah, thank you. Two, you're being nice.
Now we
I'm not kidding you. Pause it. I'm making a resolution right now, and I am to George Carlin. I am not stopping. I don't care if anybody in this room wants to punch me. This is not a joke until I find a sing-along that I can do and one that I like. I will not stop.
Until you can find a 10 for you.
A 10 for me. It's close. Give me an 8. Something. I'm dying to sing along over here.
I think it's got to be Jingle Jones.
I don't think there's any words.
No, I don't know if there is either.
No. Fly me to the moon. Let me play among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
In other words, hold my hand. Oh, in other words, baby, kiss me.
Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore.
You are all I long for, all I hope for and adore.
All I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
In other words,
I do.
Please be true. In other words.
it's a, you know. Yeah. Jake won't let me sing when he's here.
And a one and a two.
But Jake is driving across country with his hair flopping all over the place on heroin. Oh, no, that's what he does. He pulls over to rest stops. Well, that's what Brandon Wardell does. Brandon, is Brandon on the phone? Because we don't know where he's at. He's supposed to be the guest tonight. Brandon, are you there? Brandon, are you there?
Definitely.
Okay, so is it true you pull over at the rest stops to make extra money on your way on road trips?
No.
Oh, someone told me that was true.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, you know, Jesus. You don't have to be rude. Is this really Brandon Wardell, honestly?
Certainly.
Oh, it is Brandon Wardell. I thought it wasn't for a second. It sounded like when they just chop up pieces. And no, it did. It did. It sounded like they just because you can get three words from someone and chop it up, the fucking person isn't on the phone. And that's how they give people bad reputations, because they do it. But I thought it was that. I fucking thought it was, but I was wrong. Brandon, is this you? Be honest.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. So is it true?
I don't give a shit.
You? What about Chris Hardwick?
Did that
you,
sounds like the same I don't give a shit from before.
No, it does.
No.
See? Why would he say that? What did you say about Chris Hardwick?
All you got to do is fuck it, love it, live it.
You're not even listening now.
Oh, my
what
God.
Do you, what definitely. Is that? What? Definitely what? Definitely, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely, definitely.
This I is, don't give a shit.
Well, no, you know what?
See, that, it's him. That, it's him. That was the same.
No, it isn't. It's him.
No.
No. See? I'm having a good time. That means somebody else is. Okay, so listen. Can you play a lot this show, the Nerdist jingle, like when we go out, like things go suddenly bad and we have to... I like that. That makes me... I enjoy it. Why shouldn't I enjoy it? So anyway, so young Jake is driving across the country. This is the truth. And he stopped in Portland to spend the night at Joe's house, to George Carr, and this is true. So while they were there, they went into the studio and they made a little song. So I think we should enjoy it.
1-2 on the track.
3-4 on the track.
5-6 on the track.
It's a real show.
What up, Chris Hardwick? Ha ha, Nerdist. Reverb. Young Jake on the track. Ha ha. Chillin' in Portland with my boy Jingle Joe. Doing stand up while I'm gone from the Todd Glass show. Let's go.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with who I am, you're about to know. I'm that up and coming flow. Get your tickets to the Fuck Festival. Keeping it low-key Jewish. Had a bar mitzvah, then left the synagogue for good.
Bye.
How's your balls, Rabbi? Bluish? Woo-hoo. My flow is cartoonish. Straight silly to vaudevillian Mickey Roonish.
Ha-ha.
Todd, make sure the trumpet dude is in tunish.
Ah, shit, he's not here.
What up, Aristotle?
Dumb, 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 okay. Dumb, dumb. Okay. Kathy Mitchell.
Ha. Fuck Festival. Sign up. 1-800-FUCK-FESTIVAL. Yeah, it's my first go round, but I'm already flowing like a prodigy. Open up your mind, kid. I mean, rhyming words that shouldn't be. I don't use the rules of improv, going A to D. From the main streets of Cape Cod, repping the double C. So sit back, move over, let it be.
No trouble.
Let me assistant direct your girl, give her that AD.
No trouble.
My dick's like a math equation, got your girl studying trigonometry. Seriously, how's it going, Aristotle?
I didn't like that one.
Yeah, what up, Jet Ski?
I can tell you guys.
Young Jake with my boy.
Oh, oh, oh.
That's right. Lyricist Joe, a.k.a. Jingle Joe, a.k.a. Joe McKenzie.
Oh, 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 oh.
Ah! Aristotle, you think we got something here? Young Jake, lyricist Joe? Come on. Do we have a future? Aristotle, how's it going, man?
How come he gives you so many shout-outs? That's good.
I feel like you need to give him a call.
Hey, by the way, that was... Hold on, pause it. Hold on, before we roll right into that. You know what, Gabe?
That took them time.
That was fucking great.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome. I love that you guys were hanging out. They sent me pictures in his studio. First of all, I never saw what a studio looks like. It's pretty nice. Well, he drives a Mercedes station wagon. This guy fucking gets it. And they were just having a good time. That's what this is supposed to do. Joe, I met at the Portland Helium. He came up to me after a show. He handed me a CD. I got back. I listened to it. I'm like, this is fucking really good. Like, after the show, we've told this before, we're like, listen to this thing this guy made, it's really good. Then we became friends. Then we started talking every week, and then he came, he met Jake at the podcast. Jake takes a road trip up to Portland, stays at Joe's house. That's a unique way a friendship's made. It's not like, yeah, if you go to high school with someone, that's a normal way. But these unique ways that happen as life keeps going.
Podcast like, connections.
Yeah, and it happens in other worlds too, but I always think, and then he drives all the way to Vancouver. Where does he stay when he's in Vancouver? When I was in Vancouver, there was a comedian by the name of Chris James. He was fun to hang out with, and that's who you hang out with. And then we became friendly, me and Chris, about 5 years ago. Chris comes to the show to hang out, meets Jake. And then, you know, and the same thing, when Chris James was here, he stayed with Jake. So I like that. Does that make sense? Am I being ridiculous?
Yeah, these are all topics that will be covered in Earbuds, the podcasting documentary coming out later this fall. I don't know if
it is true.
Yeah.
It happens in other areas, but it happens in podcasting. So I don't want people to think we're just trying to force something that happens in other areas of life. It does. It happens in stand-up comedy just all by itself. But
it happens in bands.
Podcasts, yes, it happens in bands. But in the podcast, because of the connection, it goes to – and that's what I think is going to happen in this movie. We'll see something that, yes, we're aware happens in other areas. But in this in the podcasting community, yeah. Times fucking 100.
No, yeah.
That's what's amazing about it. I know how to sell the fucking movie. Don't worry. I got
Donald's here tonight.
Yeah, Aristotle.
That's why everything sounds alright.
Wiggle, wiggle.
Aristotle.
Oh, Jesus. Well, by the way, Nick Leap is here. Now, Nick lives at my house. I think everybody knows Nick is. It's very hard. I said a few months, but. Hello. And he doesn't wait a long time in the morning to, come out of the bedroom, get into the hallway area, and then, he's usually right by. Todd,
Hey, Todd, if I sand down the bumpers on my car, do you think, is it worth paying someone to do it? Or, I mean, I don't mind doing that shit myself.
Geez, I don't really know anything about that, Nick, so,
Do you think I...
Get out of bed two days later, walk out into the hallway, right behind... He doesn't wait. I think he has his lips pursed.
What time is it?
Just waiting for me to get up. Whatever time, it doesn't matter. If I get up at 9, he gets up at 9. If I get up at 10, I sleep until 2, I come out of the bedroom, boom, his door opens.
Todd, do you think I should get the windows tinted on my car?
I could come out at 7 in the morning.
Todd, did you ever use your defrosters the whole time you lived in Los Angeles? Because when I was scraping the tinning off of my windows, I got the, I scraped up, I fucked up the window defroster. I'll probably never use it. Fuck it. I'm just gonna. It's $750 to fix it. That's bullshit, right?
I don't know. I mean, I've used mine. I gotta be honest, Nick. I've used mine, so.
Yeah, I'm not spending $750 for that shit.
A lot of car questions.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd, I was on a job 16 years ago, and they shortchanged me 38 cents. Do you think it's worth to call them, or should I just write a nice letter?
Well, Nick, I think you might have to let it go.
Yeah. That's what my mom told me. Did I ever tell you about the time I had a bird, and it stuck its head through the cage, and it got stuck, and then a German Shepherd bit its head off?
To George Carlin. Everything I'm telling you is true. To George Carlin.
Really?
Look at Nick laughing. Look at Nick laughing.
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, plus it was the bird from my school. And I brought it home to watch it over the Christmas holiday. And the dog bit its head off.
The problem is we have a lot in common with growing up with a family with a lot of animals. That's why when he tells those stories, that's like we both had trying to control a house that got a little too chaotic for us. And for a young kid, that's nerve-wracking. I said, did you ever try to control? He's like, oh, yeah. I was trying to control. I never said it that clearly before, but I had a lot of love. Like, believe me, I'm not complaining in the sense that boo-hoo. It's like, no, it was just a little more chaotic. It was also a lot of fun shit that we did because of that and got to do. And my mom was fun. Like, we did just got a little chaotic. But I always think I don't want my mom to think that I think I had a bad childhood. It just when it got chaotic, my brain. But I'm glad because I have great stories. I love that I know a lot about animals. I love that, everything. Even what I perceive not to like that chaos that was happening, I'm still fucking glad it happened.
Yeah.
I'm still glad it happened. I wouldn't change it. But, because it's too easy to change it. Yeah, I would want to be exactly who I am, but with some of my things that happened in my life. No, it's why I am who I am. So I get it. I get it. Yeah, yeah. Believe me, sure, if we could have had the Nalibotsky's house, I would wish for it. But I'm not complaining. If we could have had my house over there without all the dogs and just the cleanliness, and then the Nalibotsky's were gone, but my mom and dad were there, I'd take it. Without the a lot of dogs, but maybe four less. No. All right. I'm just talking now.
How many dogs do they have?
Todd, when you had your tooth pulled.
And by the way, it doesn't matter what time I get into the hallway. Not kidding around. I said to George Carlin, all these were true, and I meant it. I'm just so you don't lose the validity, how serious I am, the intensity of how quick he'll get up the minute I get up, that varies. But usually it's pretty close. Like I'll think, all right, I slept until 12. I open my door. Get into the hallway. And you know, sometimes you know what I do when I hear this? I go, no. I just say no because I figure whatever he asks, usually it's no. So I go, no. And then I let him
know. No on inhale.
Yeah.
When you had your tooth removed, how long was there a hole there? Because I'm starting to think, I had a dream last night that my teeth were moving all around my mouth. Did you ever have something like that?
Actually, I did, but not moving all around my mouth.
Jesus Christ.
I asked my doctor. He said it was normal.
All right, so what are you asking me for? If he said it's normal, what, I'm going to tell you it's not normal?
I should get braces. I wanted to get invisible ones, but they're too expensive. I'll get the ones everyone will see. Fuck it, right? You should take care of your teeth, right?
Yeah, of course you should take care of your teeth. I think it's good, actually, you're doing that, because I know it's going to suck now, but you'll be glad.
Do you think I'm shaving my heads too far up on the side? You notice it's getting higher and higher. I was going to just keep cutting it higher and higher till it didn't look good.
To George Carlin.
Leaving Nerdist.com.
By the way, that might be my new favorite thing to do. To just, there's so many. Do me a favor, if anybody the rest of the show raises their hand and wants another one, I'll give it to them. But I want to move on past it right now. I want to thank.
I just remembered from yesterday. We were here yesterday, and then he asked about fridge paint.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Todd, is there refrigerator paint?
What paint?
Refrigerator paint.
And I said, absolutely there is. And then and then Aristotle goes, why did you know that so quickly?
That's the best one.
Sure.
Todd, you know those Levi's I got? They're starting to fall apart in the crotch area. Is that normal?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I sent them back. They sent me two new pair, and they fell apart.
Oh, of course it's you. All right, listen, I'm having a good time right now. I really am. Can I tell you what I have?
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Fly me to the moon.
Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring's like on Jupiter and Mars.
Baby. All right, pause it.
And a one, and a two.
Can I?
And
a one. A one, and a two.
Oh, I love it.
All right, listen. Here's what we're going to do. I want to say something. Now, listen up. I want to say this to you right now. You're great. Everybody in this room is cheerful. You're delightful. You're ecstatic. I'm glad you're here. Thank honey bomb. I'm pleased you're here. I'm thrilled. I'm blessed. Blissful. fly high-ing. I'm chipper chirper. I'm with glee. I'm jolly. I'm laughing. I'm light. I'm looking good. I'm glee. I'm grateful. Oh, it's a good country song. Positive. You could say that I was cheerful. You can say I was delighted. Aris, how about this, Jake? I can sing when you're gone. Finally. It was my idea. You went there. You didn't know. I instilled it in your head with a chip so you would go away for a month so I could sing. But anyway, the audience is not getting a treat. Chris, move up your mic, because before we go to break, I'm going to get this out of the way because I'll feel better. How have you been?
Good.
Good talking to you.
Thanks. Will the Talk Less Show will be right back. The Talk Less Show will be right back. You gotta stay through the commercials till he's back on the Talk Less Show.
And we are back. That's right. We're back, sure. What a wonderful world. You know what? I'm being very serious right now. During when we were taking a break, someone asked me, we were talking about cologne. And I'm going to go out here and talk, gendarme. I'm probably saying, no one would be such an avid believer of this company with still probably not even be able to say their name. But I have a problem with Honey Farm for a while, too. But the people that are going to listen to the show, gendarme. It's police officer in French. I've worn the same cologne for probably 20 years. I stopped wearing it
your
for a little while.
Your cologne is called police officer?
No, it's called it means police officer in French, I think.
But it's spelled in French.
Don't let that get in the way of what I'm about to say. So,
okay.
So I said when we were taking a break that there is only one cologne to wear. And then I thought, I'm going to extend it a little bit more. I bet there's three. I bet there's two runner-up with gendarme. I bet there's two runner-up that if I heard it, I've smelled it, I'd be like, all right. But that's it. It's not, and here's why I'll tell you I'm right. Because people go, well, it's the one you wear. Because I'll tell you why I like it. Because I didn't know what it was for a long time. I smelled it on someone, and I didn't say, what's the cologne? That's why it's good. Do sometimes people say, what's the smell of your cologne? Yeah, they do. But they still go, God, it smells really fucking clean. So even then. But the biggest compliment is, what is that? They think it could be your shirt. And that's what I thought it was. I thought, this person just smells clean. Who the fuck wouldn't want to smell clean? Just clean. Timeless. Clean. It's not going to go out of style. Just clean. So that's what I asked the person. They told me what it was, and I bought it. And they also have a soap. I use the soap a lot when I run out of the cologne. So when I found out the story behind gendarme, it was a guy who was in the record business, and he got tired of people coming in, to George Carlin, I'm being honest, with their shit smells. It's just with their flavor of the month, flavor of the 3 years. He goes, I just want to invent something that smells just clean, like soap and water. So when I heard that, I'm like, that's why I like it. So that's it. Maybe if there's two more after that, fine. But I don't think there is. Some people go, well, I don't want to just smell clean. I want to have a smell beyond clean. Well, you're fucking annoying everybody. Because nobody likes your dumb smell.
So where do I get this cologne?
Oh, I have it on my website.
Really?
I swear I didn't think you were going to ask. Because now it seems like I was just saying it to plug my website.
Wait, do you actually have it on your website?
No. But if that's not a sell, if the people in gendarme don't... It's not up for debate. Unless you're saying no. If you go, well, I want to, like I just said, if you want to go, I don't want to just smell clean, fresh and clean. Like, wow. Okay. Well, if you don't, then I don't want to talk to you because I don't know what you want, but I'm not going to stick around to find it out. I want a smell that's distinct and it's a cologne smell. Well, good. Wear it at your house and shower before you go out because you're killing me. I got a fucking migraine because your shit smell. It's not good. You know, Brendan, now's not the time because, Brendan, I know that you don't care, but Chris Hardwick is tired of you calling into the show, and he's really pissed at you.
No.
Your manager is thinking of dropping you.
Certainly.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. And I can't believe that you said that Bob Odenkirk was a pile of shit.
All you got to do is fuck it, love it, live it.
Yeah, but you said I don't care that he put me on his CD or whatever it was. You said that Bob Odenkirk was a pile of shit.
Yes, definitely.
Right. Okay, so you said it. I'm not going to edit this out of the podcast. You called me on the phone. You said, Bob Odenkirk is a pile of shit.
Certainly.
Okay,
definitely.
I'm glad you admitted it.
I don't give a shit.
Well, you know what? Great. You're so cool.
Definitely.
Oh, no. Right. I'm Brandon Wardell, man. I wear my hoodie around and I just say cool things while I drive my skateboard to my shows.
All you got
to
do is fuck it.
Okay.
Love it. No.
No. You said to me on the phone that the president of Mosaic, the management company that represents you, you said he could suck my dick.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I'm glad you admit it because I'm not editing this out of the podcast. I'm going to play this for Jimmy Miller and see what he feels.
Yes. No.
Okay. Yes. No. I don't care. I'm tired of covering for you. You're rude and you have no manners.
Certainly.
All right, great.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, you're so cool. Hey, I'm Brandon Wardell, man. I'm so cool.
Yes, definitely.
All right.
All you got to do is fuck it.
All right, listen, and I want to tell you, the potato salad, we're not just chopping up words. This is truly Brandon Wardell on the phone. Do you seem to doubt it?
Yes.
Be honest.
I kind of...
No, no. Potato salad, look me in the eye. That's fucking real.
Definitely.
Okay, does that sound fake? All right, I don't like this bit anymore. That's a good thing about this show.
Ask him a question.
That's actually a good idea, because if you think it's fake,
yeah.
You think we're just chopping up words. We got him to say words, or we took words when he was on the podcast before. I understand what you think. We took him when he was on the show before, and we found a few of his words. They've done that on morning radio. I'm better than that. And Keith, I'm glad you know there's a lot of love between us because I know you're doubting me in this area, but I know you come by the show and you hang out all the time. You're good energy. So just ask him a question. And everybody in the room, if it sounds fake, back him. You don't. Sometimes people go, oh, maybe you think, oh, they're just going to back Todd because it's his show. No, I want the truth. Here we go. So play. Ask him a question. Ask Brandon. Are you on the phone?
Certainly.
Okay, Brandon. Is your favorite flavor of ice cream mint chocolate chip?
Yes.
Oh, that sounded real, actually.
No, it sounds like some shit he would say.
It sounds like the same. It definitely sounded real. Yeah, because it sounded real. Brandon likes chocolate chip.
No, it is not real.
That's definitely him.
Okay,
Brandon,
no.
I got a question for Brandon.
Okay, and be honest, everybody in the room, if this sounds like we're I want to be very specific that I know what you're talking about. That we isolate words and we just play them as drops. We have a yes, we have a no, we have a maybe. Even if he said yes or maybe, it would be different every time, and it obviously is. So we're not doing what people do when they chop it up. Because even if the word's right, you would start smelling, oh, it's said the same way every time, and it's not.
Okay.
But ask him a question that...
Definitely.
Thank you.
No, seriously,
he's on that's embarrassing already. Jesus Christ. Brandon gets it. He definitely gets it. He definitely does.
Yes.
Do you wear your backpack everywhere?
No.
Okay. That sounds real. Oh, that actually,
that's a solid answer. Yeah.
No, it
yes
did.
To a no, flawlessly.
It didn't sound.
Why
real.
Is everybody
real
acting like this
in conversation?
Yeah, I don't know why. Am I the only one?
That was definitely Brandon.
Am I the only person?
You're the only one.
I can't believe that was definitely Brandon.
Am I the only one?
Okay, ask him another question.
Oh,
are you being serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought this room. Do you hear the collective pulse of this room? Don't. Look, guys, ask a weird, stupid question that couldn't – just ask a question.
Yeah, it's got to get out of the yes-no category.
Of course it does.
Okay.
Definitely.
There you go. Thank you, Brandon. Thanks for staying on the line with us.
Certainly.
They're welcome. Good to talk to you. Hey,
yes.
By the way, are you still doing, is your new CD coming out in?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll talk to you about that off the air.
Yes.
Thank you.
Certainly.
Oh, you're okay, cool. Okay, you're cool. Okay, hey, by the way, love
very
your,
polite.
Hey, Brandon, can I tell you, your motto that you go through life with, I love it, but, you know. You know,
all you got to do is fuck it, love it, live it.
There you go, buddy. No. I love you. All right, so go ahead, ask him a question.
All right.
Can he ask you a question? Can he, Brandon?
Certainly.
All right, go ahead.
Brandon, how do you like your broccoli served?
I don't give a shit.
There you go.
What?
No, that sounded real. No, that,
he
that
really doesn't
real.
Care how he no, gets that, his fucking no, broccoli.
That, would, that definitely.
Does he even eat?
Oh.
That was a good answer. Yeah,
this is no, getting, that was definitely.
This is getting
worse. Oh, like, now it's definitely.
This is getting worse. This is getting worse
He's
every
very
time.
Apathetic.
I got a new segment on the show. Do you want to hear my back to this? You ready?
Yeah.
Certainly.
8:30, open the door to go out and make a cup of coffee. Around the corner comes looming Nick. Or just around the corner. Like, just when I think I got the hot water on and starts to steam, I hear them. I hear him, like, creeping down the hallway, comes into the kitchen, and maybe it could start out with something like this.
You know those branches, like, six houses down, they were laying all over the street. Every time cars drove over, and even if it wasn't in front of our house, it was still was driving me crazy. So I, like, on the way home, I put them all in the trash. Do you ever do anything like that?
Well, I mean, I know what you mean. Not probably not six. Then I thought to myself, I over at the podcast studio. I remember once they were cleaning up around here, and I asked them to go across the street and, like, start weed eating. You know, across La Cienega Boulevard. But of course, I don't want to admit that to him at the time. I go, well, not six houses down.
I hosed off the patio. Hey, they got that sticker off the window. That was cool. I can't believe that the guy that was cleaning the windows upstairs got up there on a ladder and did it. I thought they'd do it with, like, a long pole and just half-ass it.
True. True. The guy was cleaning the windows.
I don't know. I thought they would just do it with, like, a pole. He goes, you know, when I lived at my house, I used to just hang out the window and lean across and do the other one.
Yeah, well, that would work, but we don't have windows close to each other.
That's what I figured. I woke up exhausted. Did you ever have that happen? I think I was sleeping on my arm, but then I couldn't have been.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, Brandon, are you still on the phone?
Hey, Brandon. So, anyway, I'm going to say goodbye to you, Brandon. Whatever the reason is here, Keith doesn't think you're really on the phone. And you are, right?
Certainly.
Oh, God. That.
How do you think the show's going? I'm getting nervous.
All you got to do is fuck it.
All right, don't be rude.
I think it's going great. I just think that there's a lot of deception.
No.
So you know, should we admit it to you? It wasn't Brandon. We did what you said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got you good. Now Brandon's on the phone. Brandon, we did that bit, and we really got him. Can you believe we pulled it off?
Oh.
Yes.
There you go. All right.
That See, that over. Sounds more like it.
Yes.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take a deep breath. Everybody stop. there's so much to get to. The baby laughing. I think we did that.
Quick, what was that baby's name?
Barbara. Boom. Poor baby.
No, Barbara what?
Barbara Walters Jr., asshole. I'm tired of being pushed around with this name game. I'm going to start really coming up with names. Paul Sandwich, Chip Crisper. Oh, by the way, did I tell you when I was at the St. Catherine's Theater on the street that's near the hotel that I stayed in Montreal. Theater St. Catherine. We had one night, it was my idea. By the way, everyone was so nice that they went along with this, but I have a hard time with names. I really do. Reading names, saying names. I don't do well when I have to look down at a name. Like when if I could just introduce someone and look down at their name. Once I look down at their name, I stop what I'm thinking too. It's the whole process. It's not easy. Like some people take that for granted that someone can go, hey, our next guest, I can say something from my heart. Oh, I met this guy a few nights ago. I met this comedian a few nights ago. We've been hanging out every night. He's been coming by here every night and just really doing a great job. He's one of my new favorites. And then I go to look down at the name. I go, so please. And then I make fake words to just stall while I try to figure out what the name is because I can't look down.
Cienega Strip.
Thank you. So it was very hard for me. So one night we said, we'll just make up names. I go, hey, but if we just make up names, and everybody that goes up there will just go, actually, my name is, and understate it. You understand? So whoever it was, and that's what everybody did, and I didn't have to remember names. And then one of the names I introduced somebody with one night was Chip Crisper, and then Paul Sandwich. And then it was Jimmy Carr. Do you know Jimmy? Or do you know of Jimmy Carr?
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes, hey, everybody, thanks a lot. I'm Paul Sandwich. Good night. He stuck with the joke.
Oh, the ultimate name.
Paul Sandwich. Hey, I'm Paul Sandwich.
I almost want to get a pet now just to fucking
I said if I sell the show, you might ask why, but I don't want to admit it. But when I'll tell you why. When I get the dog, if we sell the show or when we sell the show.
Oh, yeah, you said you'd
get I'm going to go right to the SPCA and get a dog. And also, I'm not going to lie to you. I said I'm going to bring a famous friend so we get extra good treatment and I can take it right home. Because like you know if you walk in there, I don't, you know, whoever I can scrape up, whichever one of my friends I got to.
Come on. You know they'll give it to you without making you wait. Come on. What would it fucking hurt you to go with me for?
I don't give a shit.
Brandon, don't be rude.
Here's Zach. Could be Zach. Please. Come on. Louie.
Hey, it's Zach.
Louie, don't be a dick. You're in town. Sarah.
If you don't fucking call me back time, then don't call me ever again, because we're done.
Norm, will you go? Norm, don't.
Veteran comedian.
Will you go with me to the SPCA?
Podcast pioneer.
No, Norm.
Is with us, and now best-selling author.
Norm, will you go to the SPCA?
Most frequent guest on the program.
Hey, Doug, you bring dogs on your
show.
Set
a record
show.
4 times. Todd Glass.
Listen, I'm getting a little out of control. I want to thank.
Yeah, that was really weird.
That was really weird, but it was me like calling up people to go to the SPCA with me. Because by the way, nothing's weird if you tell the truth. There is a little truth to that. I did think, and we all know what I'm talking about. If you went to the SPCA with someone that. You know, that they liked.
Yeah, I've watched Entourage.
They want to return. But I don't think that's always a bad thing, by the way. I think what happens sometimes in good situations, you brought maybe whatever into someone's life. It depends if it's serious or silly or whatever. And it's their opportunity to slide a little kindness your way. And then you reap the benefits of that. It's always super nice. I don't have to deal with it like some people. So for me, it's always fun. I live for it. I wake up every day at 9:30. I go to the mall. And once somebody recognizes me, I go home. So I'm not trying to act like I'm above it. I'm just saying, but someone, they're not going to recognize me at the SPCA. Maybe if I luck out, I shouldn't underplay it. Maybe a few people would. I'm kidding. Anyway, I'm not that pathetic where I'm breaking it down. You never know. There's a 20% chance. I want to go with someone where they abso-fucking-lutely know when I walk in and they go, well, there is a 24-hour period, but we can let it, you know. I think they could move it around. Is this wrong that I'm saying this? Why do I look like, no, right? What I'm saying, everyone gets it, right?
Ooh, I have famous friends.
That's
Whoa.
What it does seem like.
Yeah. They'll go with me to
I can name Louis C.K. and Sarah Silverman in the same sentence.
My numbers are in my phone.
I had a heart attack at Largo.
How dare you? That's
with
personal.
Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman called 911.
Okay, bro.
I'm allowed to walk on at comedy clubs.
I didn't say that. You added that.
I bumped people to
The baby likes you. Keep doing it more. See if the baby likes you.
Oh,
Todd. You only live half a mile from your studio.
The baby likes it when you do this bit.
Oh, Todd. Ooh, I got my own cologne that says police officer in French.
I'm having so much fun. That means somebody else is. The mixture of us doing this bit and this giggling baby. So loving life.
Someone recognized me at the mall.
Okay, I got to stop. I'm going to edit this. To be honest, I think I want to edit this, the whole thing, because it did... No, right? Leave it, right?
Let's just start over.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, everybody. Let's just start over.
This is one of our favorites. He's making his 68th appearance on the show.
I'm throwing that whole thing out.
The son of Maureen and Paul Glass.
You better erase that all. I'm serious. Don't forget. That would be fucking embarrassing. This is the start of the show. Let's go and clean.
Hey, it's Zach.
Oh, Zach.
Man, I really want to come. I've got stuff to promote.
If you don't fucking call me back this time, then don't.
Gabe is here from Honey Farms, everybody. And we have been having some We have been just having some really nice tastes all along. We're going to tell you about them, all the great flavors. Keith is here, ladies and gentlemen. You know him as a one and a two.
And a ball sandwich.
Adam's here. Now, let me tell you something about Adam. He's a listener, and he's sitting in. His hair is exactly the way since we erased the other part. His hair is exactly the way I picture our listeners' hairs being. And Nick Leap is back, ladies and gentlemen. Aristotle, we were here all last night fixing wires, even cleaning it. Aaron, who PA'd on the show, came in. This studio is a zen, and I don't like that word anyway. To me, zen just means whatever organizes for you. The reason, by the way, I'm being a little serious here. When people go, oh, you follow feng shui, I mean, zen's cool. Zen is your own thing. But with feng shui, someone goes, oh, you shouldn't have stuff under your bed. Which, by the way, I don't have anything under my bed. But if somebody has really cool boxes and they're organized, maybe stuff that they can't, they have a small place, but it's like, it's organized under their bed. And there's no rule that you can't have that. It, probably just shit shoved under there might not make you sleep well. But if you have an in-between, maybe have perfectly folded shirts under your bed and organized boxes. No, that's not, that you can't have an overall rule. That's not zen. It's just whatever you is to you. There's not a rule. Oh, you shouldn't have your chair in front of the door. It's blocking the energy. Get the fuck out of my way. You're blocking my energy. Now, am I defying that a house, you should have it, that what makes you feel good? Yes, of course. But that can be different for everybody. Some of the rules, obviously, are good. Overwhelmingly, a lot of those things are just about organization and not clutteredness. But you can't stick to that like a fuck. Probably most things that are feng shui I do agree with, but I don't like when people go, oh, it's good, but you can't have that. No, I'll fucking have what I want. You want to fucking go at it? I'll fucking punch you right in your face with the feng shui.
It's really aggressive.
On the beautiful Las Vegas Strip.
No, I'm fucking sick of this shit. These Zen Way people fucking... Fucking, they tell you this. They, oh, the beef feng shui. Oh, what the fuck
now
happened?
Leaving.
Oh, shit.
Nerdist.
I got upset. I didn't think it was.
We're taking very seriously now,
listen,
Todd.
No, I got a little. But what I said made sense, by the way. I said it perfectly. I'm not this. I'm most of the thing. Okay, I don't have to repeat it.
I sold one of my iPod, my old. My old, what's it called? iPod. Hey, I just got off the phone. That's how he started that one. He got off the phone. He went, I just got off the phone. Somebody bought my old iPod. They bought it for $20, but now they're saying it doesn't work.
Nick, you think it's worth it?
Yeah, I do. Because if I'm not just going to, first of all, the picture they showed on the thing was not the one I sold them. So, but that's cool. I think I might. Do you ever go to that place where they roll their sandwich meat? Oh, it's so good. I went to Chipotle. The guy was so rude. I asked for guacamole on my burrito, and he said, "Well, we don't have guacamole. It is 10:05." I was like, well, I was here at 9:54. Then I told him I don't even want my burrito anymore. I told him I don't want my burrito anymore. And he gave it to me. So that's cool.
All true. Every fucking word. I'm going to tell you the part with the iPod, 70% true. I fucked it up a little bit. That shows how accurate I'm being with the rest of the stories. But the basics of that iPod story were true.
But was it $20?
No, it was 30.
It was 30.
Was it 30? Oh, 50.
About to say.
Well, for 50. Yeah. 50.
Or is this
sorry
just
that happened
some
to you,
silly shit?
Nick.
What was that say? I don't like when the jingles insult me. What did it just say, that jingle?
Is this really the show? Or is this just some silly shit?
Well, that's not nice. The jingles insult me. So what I'd like to do right now is play a game that I think we mentioned it before. Somebody asked us to play. It's the game show bit. So I think you'd be good for this. Do you mind playing along?
Let's do it.
Okay. I like your attitude. I hope Eric's all right. I'm afraid to keep asking him. He always seems like he's doing all right.
He's like sitting on edge at all moments.
Boo, 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 boo. That's a good sing-along. Okay, ready? bounce, bounce, bouncy ball, bounce, bounce, bounce.
Bounce, bounce,
bouncy ball, bounce, bounce, bounce.
Bounce, bounce,
bouncy ball, bounce, bounce, bounce.
Bounce, bounce,
bouncy ball, bounce, bounce, bounce. That's an easy sing along. Once you learn it,
but you have to go up on the last.
The birds in the tree go chirp. Oh, that's the wheels on the bus go round and round, 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 round. The wheels on the bus go round, 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 all through the town. And you say it in a way that lets people catch up, even if we didn't know it was all through the town. By the time they get all, you'd say words slow. The wheels on the bus go
round and round,
round and round,
round and round.
The wheels on the bus go
round and round,
all through the town. The parrot in the tree goes chirp, chirp, chirp,
chirp, chirp, chirp,
chirp, chirp, chirp. The parrot in the tree goes chirp, 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 chirp. The parrot in the tree goes chirp, chirp, chirp,
chirp, chirp, chirp,
chirp, chirp, chirp. The dog in the yard goes ruff, 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 ruff. Ruff, ruff, ruff. The dogs in the yard go ruff, ruff, ruff. Ruff, ruff, ruff. It's basically better.
Your hand movement was making
horrible.
It so much
it was
harder
horrible.
For me.
I'm sorry. I've been too George Carlin. I'm sorry. That was atrocious.
Oh, my God.
To put you through this, everybody in the studio looked like they were having a nervous breakdown. They're trying to make me look good. They were so much. Well, Chris wasn't so much. He decided to sing in his own melody and do a completely different song.
You quickly abandoned the structure of the song after, like, the first verse.
I did.
The shit out of
like,
it.
I'm just going to change animals constantly.
I did. I realized that. So let me apologize now. I hope when I decide that my maker decides my fate that you people will be kind to me because you're right. I apologize. I'm being very serious. So anyway, how'd you like to sing that fucking Brendan song again? You want to open up your big mouth?
Yeah. Fucking nail it.
Okay, so here's the game show bit.
Okay.
You just, no matter what, it's never enough money for you. No matter, you know when they used to do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? They would go, what would you do with money like this? And, you know, no matter what, it's never enough on that show. People walk from $250,000. So on this show, I'm just setting it up because you've never done it before. But okay. We'll have fun with it.
Yeah.
Here we go. And it's all positive. And, okay, let me get the... Hello. You can take a lifeline if you want. Here we go.
Two.
Hello. Wow. Where are you from, Keith?
Oh, I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore American. Grew up there?
Yeah, grew up there.
You got your mom and dad in the audience tonight?
Oh, yeah, they're sitting right there.
Your dad just retired from the military.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be talked about, but he did, yes.
Just this nice, clean...
I'm just really happy to be here, just really kind of nervous, but ready for a good opportunity.
And we're happy you're here. Let's... you ready?
Yeah.
Let's get started.
Okay, I'm just getting ready.
For $5 million, 2 plus 2 is...
See, I just don't feel like that's enough money.
No, you're gonna. No, you haven't gotten the money yet. You have to guess, and then I give you the money. And then I go, do you want to stop or do you want to go forward?
Okay.
Here we go. You're a greedy little fuck. Even before he gets offered the money, this guy. I don't know if that's enough, what you're about to offer. I walk from the show right now, even not making it on the arable show. That's how...
I'm in the dark section.
That would be non-arable Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Okay, for $1 million. Well, you know what? That's not enough. I'd rather...
I didn't know that was your thing here. That was more than that.
Keith from Fulton, Florida. For $2 million.
Yes.
1 plus 1 is 2, 4, 7, or 9.
It's 2.
Right! You just won $2 million! Keith, you have just won $2 million! $2 million! Keith.
Wow.
Go back to the betting music. Keith.
Yeah.
Take the reverb out of my voice. I never said that before. Keith, for $2 million, you could walk, or you could go for $8 trillion. $2 million, you can walk, or you can answer the next question for $8 trillion.
You know what?
What could you do with $2 million? Let's take a second and think about this. How would it change your life, $2 million right now?
I mean, it'd be good, but it just...
It sounds like you want to go for the trillion.
I kind of do, but I kind of just want to walk away. No, but I gotta go for more money.
Oh, he's gonna go for the $8 trillion.
$2 million
for $8 trillion.
Okay.
What letter comes after A in the alphabet? B, C, Q, or elephant?
It's B.
B, you are right for $8 trillion.
What?
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. Where's the ding, ding, ding?
You're scary.
Ding, 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 ding. I want that. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Keith, please, go down to our regular music. Go down to our regular betting music, please. Please bring it. Keith, for $8 trillion, you live in which part of the state did you say you lived in?
Just north of Koreatown.
And what are you doing out there? You're out there to be a filmmaker, is that correct?
Yeah.
Would $8 trillion change your life? What could you do?
It would help me work with Stephen Fine Arts more.
It would change your life then?
It would. I would be able to make a documentary about comedy or something.
And now you could do that for $8 trillion?
Only, see, but I feel like that's not enough, though. Like,
so you're going to...
I feel like I got to go higher.
If you're going to go, you may as well go all the way.
Just all the way.
For
all
$75 million trillion.
If that number is higher than the last 75, number, then yes.
I hope it is, because I was hoping it was.
I think you said a billion before.
For $60 trillion, billion, million, $500,000 million.
That $500,000 million is really what's hooking me now. Because I'm now that sounds like enough money.
What does WTF stand for in the podcast community? What the Fuck, a Show by Marc Maron. Willie Thomas. Oh, this is too hard for me.
No, I know. It is the best.
We've never done this on the show. Is it the first one?
I think it's the first one.
Ding, 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 ding.
See you tonight.
Play that game.
I won $80 billion. And all I had to do was agree.
No jingles. Watch this. This is what's making people so nervous. Everybody, no jingles, no bells. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Todd.
Oh, they're so mad. Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You're all I long for, all I worship and adore.
Do you know anything about engine mounts?
Actually, I think I might. When I had my Wagoneer, I remember I had something with the engine mounts. Like, they wear off. They're expensive.
I'm going to do it myself.
Nick, not in front of the house. You really want to make us look like that? Like, we're poor?
Why would working on... maybe you're right. I would do it in the driveway. No one would see.
Well, if you have to work in your car, I don't care. I mean, it's going to save more than... A little bit. If you do it yourself, yeah, it's going to be like crazy cheaper.
Is there a place that sells used tires that are basically new? Did you notice I got the cobweb? I went around the whole house. All I kept thinking about were all those cobwebs. Did you notice that I went around the house and got rid of all the cobwebs?
I don't think I did.
There's spiders everywhere.
Where have you ever seen a spider?
Out back when I'm on the patio.
I'm not even joking around, Nick. Like, I know what you mean when there's that season, but I have...
You see spiders everywhere. You don't see them. They're all over the outside.
Where? The ones I keep knocking down. No.
The ones I keep knocking down.
That's a spider web.
Yeah, spiders.
No, Nick, you can't. That's not spiders. That's a spider web. If you said to someone, oh, my God, run outside. There's spiders all over the place. They're going to go where? They're not going to see the spider webs and go there.
I think they would.
No, Nick, they wouldn't. I could prove this. Why is this going to turn into a big thing? If you said to somebody, go outside. There's spiders all over. They would go look for spiders moving, crawling. Maybe if you're lucky, they're going to say, I see spider webs.
Well, at least that. But that's not my point. But I did get them all down. I dropped my weight working out, and it hurt, and then it pulled my whole arm, and then I passed out, and then when I woke up, I was throwing up. Do you think I should go to the chiropractor? I think the way you...
Did that really happen?
Yeah, I was working out, and I had the weight, like the dumbbells, you know, the one that Joe Rogan tells you everyone to use, and it fell, like I had it all the way up in the air over my head, and then it dropped.
I'm like, fuck, Nick, that's serious. Like, I understand why you probably passed out, so it's your body's way of telling you.
I went to the chiropractor. He made it feel really good, but then I went back the next day, and he said, it looks like we might have to have a few visits. That's bullshit. A friend of mine told me they can fix it in one visit, and they're just trying to feather out the visits to make more money. So I'm not going to go back.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's a pretty honest guy. He might need you to come. He just can't crack you into... Might take a little adjustment.
Yeah, I feel 100% better anyway. I'm just going to turn the light up a little bit in the living room so I can see if there's food in that hole in my tooth.
No, Nick!
Aristotle just had to walk away from the
table.
No,
don't go do it in the bathroom. I don't want to see you in the living room with the lights as bright as they can go. And
all right, I'll do it in my bathroom.
And turn the fan on so I don't hear you talking about it. I don't want to hear you talking about it in the distance. That's true, because I hear him in the bathroom.
Oh, there's so much food in there. How long did you say it took for yours to fill in?
A month. Then he would come home. I'm not joking around. To George Carlin, his whole mouth numbed up. Now, I had my mouth numbed up. We all know what it sounds like.
Yeah.
We all know what it sounds like. Every time it's awkward, you touch your face. Nothing about Novocaine. It just feels just wrong. You're groggy. It feels weird. Everything about it's weird. Now, the only difference is most people, when they have it, they don't talk during that three-hour period. Nope, didn't stop Nick.
I can't believe I can't feel.
By the way, I'm not joking around. Like, to George Carlin. Like,
I felt it. I felt it. And then I asked him to do more Novocaine because I felt it. And I think he got mad at me and then overly Novocaine me to, like, teach me a lesson.
Like, well, I don't know if they would do that, Nick.
Well, because whatever, I can't, it's like my touch, all the way from all the way over here to all the way over here, I can't feel anything past my mouth, even on my face. My nose is numb.
So.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Oh, God, I'm having so much fun. By the way, Aristotle's really enjoying that as much as I enjoy doing
I've
it.
I've never seen him.
I think he's faking
never
him.
Seen him.
No, I don't think he is because it's. Can I tell you something? It is one of my favorite bits to do now because, look, someone could do that to me too.
Yeah.
In all fairness, I ask questions nonstop too, but it's fun because you remember. First of all, does it show you how much I remember? It's crazy, right? Like, I can't believe it. All I have to do is put my somewhere at the house. Somewhere, you know, and...
Did you ever Clorox your trash cans? Because I was thinking about doing it.
I was like, yes. I would love that. Just the fantasy of it. All Cloroxed out trash cans. Thank you. To think that I could come back from the gym and all my trash cans would be Cloroxed. By the way, I'm not being sarcastic to George Carlin. You know what I mean? Because they get dirty. Because I throw shit in them without putting it into a bag. And then I clean them. I go, this time I'm going to put everything in a bag and then put them in there. I'll just start throwing banana peels and stuff right into those big cans. And then they get flies all over them. And I don't like it. All right, let's do some more stuff here. We have a lot to get to. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm exhausted. I know what people want.
I'm going to sample
some
of this.
Tell you what I'd like to do. Hold off on that, Chris. I want to, and if you behave yourself, I have a present for you.
What?
Mm-hmm. At the end of the night. Behave yourself just means be in good spirits for the rest of the night.
Are you going to let me play my jingle 6 times until we close the show? No, like not right now, like later.
Oh.
All through the night until the break of dawn.
That's the part with just you.
I hear the sound.
I have another. I like this one better anyway. Get to hand pick my jingles.
Oh shit.
Hey Chris Bourbon. Who? Chris Bourbon.
He used to drink
yes,
a lot.
I'm doing a song for my friend Chris when? Bourbon. Who? Young.
And now he has his own musical.
He thought his name was Chris Bourbon. Wait, to George Carlin.
For real?
So now play it. It's funnier. Watch. He's doing his best. Keep playing that one.
I think you have to change your name now.
Yep.
A song for my friend Chris Bourbon. Oh, yummy bourbon. Oh, we all love Chris Bourbon.
Chris Bourbon. Bourbon. Okay, enough with that.
You do so much for the Todd Glass Show that...
No, wait.
We should do a song for you because you do so much good stuff for us. You do all the sound, make all the funny noises. Yep. Chris
yep.
Bourbon.
This is funny.
Who does all the little things that we all want him to?
We I love
you,
this.
Chris Bourbon.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Chris Bourbon. Hey, Chris Bourbon. Yeah.
I got a little lazy there, but I'll
yummy,
forgive him.
Yummy, Chris Bourbon.
I don't know if he's talking about me right
Chris,
there.
But the
Chris,
yummy?
Yeah, me and Lynn never had any relations like that. This keeps going for like another minute,
Chris
too.
Bourbon,
I know.
Chris Bourbon. Chris Bourbon. Chris Bourbon. Chris Bourbon. Chris Bourbon. Chris Bourbon.
Yeah, I feel like my nose
Chris
is going to start
bourbon,
bleeding.
I love you.
Chris
it's,
Bourbon.
It's beautiful.
Chris Bourbon. Chris Bourbon.
I'm going to go into
bourbon,
anaphylactic shock. This is
Chris Bourbon. Chris Bourbon, Chris Bourbon, hey, Chris, you know I love you. You do so much stuff for this show. It's fucking crazy. So happy that you do the Todd Glass Show. Your hand is in everything that we do. And we love you. Chris Bourbon.
Hey, Todd. What's the return policy at Target?
We're the bailout.
You know what I mean? You know what I thought of before we have a honey farm? This is a new segment we have on the show, and it's called Imagine. And we just it's part of our summer concert series. People, what, you think it's funny? No, is it a joke to you, our summer concert?
Well, sometimes it's the spring concert series.
It is. Well, I forget what month we're in. Okay. What is this technically now?
In August. August.
It would be the summer concert series.
Cool.
It's the August concert series.
So it's the August concert series. That's what we're going to call it. Part of our August concert series is we be nice. Remember, it's all gentle. I thought he was out of line, though. by the way, a good thing to say to somebody whenever you want them to do something, you go, it would mean, this is Jingle Joe's thing, it would mean a lot to me. Like, you go to the bank, is there any way you could add another dollar? It would mean a lot to me. Like, it sort of makes someone want to do it for you. Like, no matter what, you go, officer, if there's any way you weren't going to write this ticket, I'd really appreciate it. It would mean a lot to me. They're like, well, you wouldn't want to let someone down with something that meant a lot to them.
Especially a stranger.
Yeah. Hey, Keith, would you take me out to an expensive dinner? It would mean a lot to me.
Oh, God.
Hey,
no.
Todd,
no, I feel like
can I play this clip? It would mean a lot to me.
See, it works. Yes. Well, I don't want to say no to somebody. Okay, bring it down a little. Bring it down. Bring it down. Bring it down. Okay, bring it up a little. Now, what we're going to do.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to try the bubble gum right now. Bubble gum honey farm. Oh, it certainly helps imagine it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and one hit of this, I can sort of almost imagine it. What's this?
I'm going to try the blackberry.
I'm trying to imagine a world like they're saying in this song. Let me take some of this blueberry honey farm vape sauce. It isn't hard to do. It's not hard to do. You take a little hit of this. I'm not kidding around. Look. Nothing to kill or die for. I can imagine it. Wow. John Lennon and honey farm. Who would have thought we'd end up all hanging out together? Basically. Want to tell a story?
Yeah, I definitely want to tell a story. There was one day that I was walking through a valley and I was just looking for what vape sauce like would fit me. And then a girl came up to me and she said, I have this strawberry honey farm and I think that you would love it. And as soon as I tried it, I knew. And I could finally imagine a world that was better.
You know, folks, the people at Honey Farm have been like a second family to me. Quite frankly, they've been my first family because my first family didn't do such a good job. And you know the best part about Honey Farm that I really adore about them? They said, Todd, you know those ads you do that don't make any sense? We're okay with them. Other companies,
it's not making sense. You can't. I mean, we have a sense of humor, but
yeah. I called them. Honey.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. Sometimes I get lost on the show. Todd, we love that it's making you feel good, and to try to remember to do some half-baked pre-written ad wouldn't feel good. So what you do is fine. Whatever you do is fine. Thanks a lot, guys. Hey, my friend Nick wants to ask you a question. Did you ever think that, like, I like those pens because you can get a lot more pot out of them. Do you have an extra one?
That was actually Nick. Oh, that was Nick. All right, listen, so.
I like that Nick got one.
That was you. Can you mind if I play? Can I try your guitar a little?
Please.
Let's get this through the house. I want to play through the house. So let's test something through the house to make sure it's loud.
You just smoked weed and you want to play guitar.
Play something through the house. Not the guitar. Okay, play. Yeah, play. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. All right, go ahead. Okay, really.
Right.
Hold on. Do you mind?
I do not.
To George Carlin, Todd just got the guitar.
Oh,
I thought
my
god. This was going to be a bit.
What's up, Chris?
Gotcha.
You know what? He's not as bad as I thought.
Is it good? That was pretty good.
Yeah.
No, seriously, guys.
Wow.
It's like great.
It's not as hard as I thought.
No, you're really good at it. I almost feel hustled.
You can shut it off. I got bored of that bit in the middle of it. I got bored of that bit right in the middle of it. Oh, it's so good to not have to
practice
get stuck
for
in bits.
3 hours before that bit.
Thank you. All right, listen, we got a lot to get to. We're going in for the close. We're going in for the close. Oh, jeez.
That was my bad.
Yeah, we can take that little
malfunction.
Glitch out. We can take that little glitch out.
Chris Burden. Jesus.
All right, listen.
I don't give a shit.
Okay, so listen. Oh, my God. Shut up. A hand appeared on the table to George Carlin, a little plastic hand. Should I maybe pretend it's real? Oh, was I supposed to think it's real? I mean real. Ah, eek. A little plastic fake hand with two, a little, which I needed them because I'm out of them. Black licorice. Wow. You know, Honey Farm has been like.
Todd.
No.
No, Todd.
No, can you tell I'm upset?
Yeah,
no,
I know, but
you know me well.
You got to get these feelings out.
Well, you know me well. I don't think anyone else.
Oh, God, I hate to see you like this.
No, I just miss them. When I'm around them, the people. Never mind. I don't want to.
No.
You know what more? You know what I'm more upset about than the Honey Farms?
What?
My bad acting. You don't think that's killing me? You don't think I want to have a good, even in a bit, I want to do a good fake cry. I can tell it's not. God, what? Why? Most people would end a show there. No, they would. Most people would.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, Brandon, you know what? Don't keep putting him on.
God, he's the worst guest.
A little man walks up and down.
Now listen. No, that's not how I want to close. Well, listen to the. Did you hear that? I like had a. I don't want to do this bit. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of everything. we did that.
We did.
Did we do this?
Yeah.
You sure? Let me hear it again. Sometimes I feel.
Stato's here tonight. That's why everything sounds alright. Aristotle's here tonight.
We don't have any time. You can turn the bubbles off. The last time you're going to hear that. Oh my God. Is someone here that smokes pot? Did you ever hear Ursula eating?
Yeah.
Is it hard to find that?
No.
By the way, do you know that you can smoke Honey Farm through your bong?
You know, you sound like you're starting to have a problem. He goes, you know, you could shoot Honey Farm into your arm intravenously. Of course you can. It feels great. Now, would they care if I said this, you think? No, they don't give a shit. They have a sense of humor. You see, that's what... Who is the... Oh, this is Ursula loves Honey Farm. By the way, pause it. This is... Some people say it's gross. I say it is pure love. To George Carlin, this is true. Maybe we can make like a little jazzy song out of it. Ursula is the singer. This is Ursula, the dog I watched for a long time, eating. She just really loved everything. She loved seeing you as much as she loved eating her food. Every time she ate her food, she ate like me. I'm not going to lie. She like real. But then if she wasn't eating and she just saw you, she'd run over. She couldn't believe it. She was always so excited. I'm being honest to George Carr, and I think she might have had a social anxiety disorder. Or, you know, that's overcalling it. But she got nervous in situations. So the more you like squeezed her and loved her, the more calm she got. I could make her fall over. I go, Ursula, I can't fucking take it anymore. Just give her so much energy. She needed a lot of energy. I go, I'm freaking out, Ursula. Like, I would literally do this. I go, I'm freaking the fuck out. I can't help it. You're so cute. You're fucking killing me. And she would love it because this is the positive energy. Even if it was yelling at her, she knew it was love. I'd be like, no, Ursula, I don't know what the fuck it is, but you can't be that cute and expect me to fucking contain myself. And then she would just fall over. That's how much love. She would literally fall over on her side, and I would have to just really be throwing it at her. You know, just intense energy. You know, it didn't matter that it was being yelled at her. It seemed to make her happier. If I did a voice that made her – I was going to say laugh, but I'm not crazy. I would do this one voice. It was so – it was like – it was like this just ridiculous – here's what it sounded like.
Ursula! Oh my God, you're so...
She would freak out and start running all over the house to the point where I got nervous. Like, I wanted to stop it because it was making her freak out so much, but something about that voice just made her freak out. I had to put her to sleep. Thank you. God. Going in for the clothes, it's not easy. People think steering a ship like this... I know this documentary that you're about to make. I know it's 90% about me. I'm not stupid. I'm one step ahead of you.
Yeah, 95%.
How Todd Glass... look, I put glue gun down, and that was for me, not for the show. That was for me to... for a wire on the side of the table to glue it to the table. I swear to God. To George Carlin, and I have it on theirs. What if I held up glue gun to this gentleman, and he goes, I didn't get the glue gun song ready. Talked to Brandon. We did. I don't know what happened to Brandon Wardell. He never canceled. He never called. Tweeted him, and I guess mean things. I don't mean to be a trouble star. No, please do me a favor to George Carlin. Do not tweet him mean things, but tweet things like...
No.
Yeah. No, what happened... First of all, he was going to do the show, and then last night, he wasn't able to. So the truth is, there's nothing. It's fine. So that's why
I don't give a shit.
I like when people cancel. I'm to George Carlin, I'm being honest, the day before, because it lets them know I don't care. I don't want anyone nervous to do my show. I know what happens sometimes. You say yes, and then that week swings around. It's just not the great day, but you say, I want everyone to know. I want to know you're here because you are 100% with a clean head. And hello? You're doing it great. What did that say?
What were we just talking about?
Oh.
All that being said, you should tweet at Brandon Wardell. Random questions.
Oh, Brandon Wardell. Brandon, like, why were you so rude on the Todd Glass show? That's the best one.
What's the story with you and Big Bird? What happened on Catalina Island, Brandon Wardell?
Oh, did something happen with Big Bird?
No, I'm saying that they should tweet at him randomly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is it true?
Just the most random question.
Did you really hook up with Big Bird? That's the word out on the street. And I'm not joking around that Brandon Wardell hooked up with Big Bird. Okay, so no, it's true that Brandon Wardell hooked up with Big Bird. Yeah. That's the part I'm fine with. Thank you for that twang. Hey, mama. Hey, mama. It's going to be all right. Hey, daddy. How y'all people doing down there in New Orleans? We got some good stuff coming up for you. I can't sing, but I sure can talk in the beginning of a song. So I've been touring all over the country, just talking to audiences like I'm going to start my song. But there's no song. Oh, there's no song at all. All I'm going to do is talk you through the bridge part, because, well, this makes it sound like I sort of can sing a little bit, even though I can't. So I want to thank you all for coming out here tonight. Let's kick things off with a little more talking. All right, done. I'm done.
Yes.
Who is this? Brandon, are you on the phone?
Certainly.
Okay,
it's not him.
It is him. Stop it. You're being a fucking asshole.
No.
It is him. Do you really think it isn't him?
No. I don't know what everybody in this room.
You need to help us here because I'm going to a close on a show. Are you on the phone? Don't fucking make it complicated.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, well, you know what? You give a shit a minute ago. This guy thinks you're not really on the phone. Help me out here. Are you fed up with him?
Certainly.
Well, say, then I don't know what to do anymore.
No.
You know, well,
yes.
Okay, yes.
I don't give a shit.
Well, I don't, you know what? I don't give a shit. Well,
whoa.
Well, he's obviously talking.
Certainly.
That's why, you know, people that talk, they don't have pauses in between when they talk. Listen to him. He's just talking. Yes, no. He doesn't know what to think.
Yes,
that's the way people talk.
Certainly. No. Yes. No.
What is this? I like it. I think he's like a maestro over here.
Yes.
I don't know if he knows what's going on.
Busy man in diamond, diamond ring.
No.
You know that one? Bam 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 bam. Magic and a door and a door. And oh blah dee, oh blah da, life goes on. You know that one.
I didn't know until that moment.
Either did I.
You give the best instructions to the band.
I'm doing fine. I'm having a nervous breakdown. I don't know how to end the show. I only have 10 minutes left. It's probably 7. Why is Aristotle giving me the finger? Oh, shit, really? I thought it was doing good. What are you talking about? Why would they cut it off there? Okay, let me say goodbye to everybody.
Okay.
Because I'm not just going to turn the mics off. I know what I'm going to do to close. I got it all planned out. Hello, ma'am. Can I help you? No, I don't. I'm sorry. We don't have it. We're sick of your shit. Nope. No, we don't have it. Go to Krispy Kreme. You're not going to get anything. And once I say we don't have it, don't keep explaining it. Sick of your shit. You're just rude. You're a bully.
I want braised oxtail.
All right, we have that. How do you want that cooked? All right, I'm done. That bit's over. Kiss on the lips. That's good. Rory Orbison will be right back.
Yes, it's a Top Cat show, so let's kiss on the lips.
Now, this gentleman made us one that we weren't able to play. So hold on. Let me undo my Post-its.
And the one and the two.
It's a one and a two and a one, two, three. It's a one and a two
and a one, two, three.
It's a one and a two and a one, two, three. It's a one and a two and a one, two, three. It's a one and a two and a one, two, three. That's a fucking sing-along. That is what you do. If you don't do that, don't fucking bother me no more. Sick of this shit. Joe is pushing, being a little bit of a bully. I think what he's doing through his songs, and he knows, he sits in his car and listens to the show with the air on. Well, because his wife has had it with him.
Wait, why is the air on?
Well, he likes it comfortable.
Where does he live?
Portland.
What's the address?
1616 Fishy Way.
it's almost as much fun. Fishy Way.
Is it true Doug Benson had pockets made big enough to hold that whole thing in his back pocket?
Yeah.
Why do I make jokes? Hold on, I'm going to find out what I have. Wrigley. Made. Don't. I'm fine. I'm not having.
Song.
Christopher Wrigley. He made like this really cool song that we were going to play as we took a break today. And
you've tuned into the Todd Glass podcast.
Well, now they know what we're doing.
Podcast this side of Lover's Lane. So just sit back, relax, and take Todd in. He goes down smooth like a fine wine every single time. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Gonna love it. Seriously, shut the. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, my God, that's fucking nuts.
Whoa, man.
Oh, God.
Just turning it over to you for a little while to make any weird sounds you want. Sometimes it's free. Just, oh my God, that I got lost. I got a show to close. Now listen.
Oh.
You know what I just remembered?
What? You're on the air. Go ahead. All right. I don't have time for this shit.
Well.
No, you know what? Okay, great. You said Howard Stern on our show. I know who you are. Yeah. All right, cool. Thanks for calling in.
I have a real question about the... Who
I love that he can make this sound. He called me up and he made that sound. I called him back and I go, oh, come on, you have a phone effects there. He goes, no, I don't. I was like, well...
He's an actual demon.
If you want to go at it with me, I don't mind.
I mean... Yeah, what's up?
His is deeper. His is deeper.
Aristotle, what's that guy's name that makes it sound?
Jonathan Franklin.
He needs a better name than that. His name is Johnny Colorado.
I see. That's what I think it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the song stylings of Johnny Colorado. Oh, you're gonna like the way I sing, motherfuckers. Can I get some little less reverb? Oh, yes. You got to know what you... I got nothing else.
Once I'm all right up to that point. All right, I got to say goodbye. And I think what I'd like to do is... I used all of these. I didn't do that, but who cares? This one I have to play, or Chris Hardwick is going to be just fucking freak. Oy, oy, oy. Well, how the fuck could this help? Hold on. Pause it. Chris Hardwick is really on the phone. Potato salad. Potato salad.
Todd, it's Chris Hardwick. Okay, and you did not ask permission to use that jingle. That's for my show at the end, not for you to make a mockery of.
All right, Chris, so what's up?
Listen, you end with that fucking Mary Poppins song. It's fun, and it's not you talking about the fucking words people shouldn't say. Why don't you shut the fuck up and play your jingles? I'm fucking tired of your show costing me. Who gives a fuck what you think about spanking children? You have a doctor's degree, then play the jingles.
What? Chris.
Don't turn his mic off, Aristotle, and remember who signs your checks.
Did he really shut my mic? Is my mic still on?
No, I don't.
My mic's off?
I don't hear you at all.
Listen up, Todd. Now, I'll tell you how you're going to close your dumb show. You're going to play that fucking Mary Poppins song, and that band's going to act like they give a shit and play, because I hear them when I listen to the show, and they really... The guitar guy, he figures it out. He figures it out. I want him present. I want him loud. I want that drummer playing like a motherfucker. Turn his mic on.
Yeah, Chris, I don't want to end the show. That's not a way to end a show. You end a show talking and laughing and telling stories. Like, I just want to have a show. I want to talk to comedians. I don't want to...
Listen here, you little half-pile big piece of shit. You're lucky I don't come down there right now and drive my Maserati through that glass window right upstairs, jump out of my car and kick you in your face. You've cost me so much money. Todd, there's a God. Leave people alone, all right? You don't got to weigh in on the... I'm already listening to your show. Aristotle leaves his phone on. Edit out the party talks about the cops. No one gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit. You think everyone wants to hear you talk about you're tired of the word police? It's the same thing, Todd. Comedians that love you are tired of hearing about the way clubs should be, okay? So I give you a show because you're funny. You make funny sounds. But not for you to talk about things. No one wants to hear you.
All right. Well,
he seems like a nice guy.
That bit, you get into it. It's very scary because I start getting like depressed, thinking if I had to work under those conditions. By the way, I'm going to say something to George Carlin and be serious. I did take it for granted, so I thought about it the other day. I know doesn't cost them millions of dollars to run a show like this, but they spend money on it. They have never asked me anything, even with one ad. I think it's good to know this. I didn't want to do it. They said, no, it wasn't even, it was okay. Just okay, nothing. You know, it could be like, I know they don't bother you that much, but you know, they asked me like to keep them shorter. He's, you know, do whatever you want. I don't want, no, nothing.
Complete
so guess what?
Creative freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, and I never have to fucking worry about a technical thing ever. You know what I mean? I don't have to putting it up or editing it or if I want this out of it. Nothing. Just play. And they do all the work, except for coming in here for... Chris is like, hey, Todd, I come in there for 17 hours and we find jingles. And Joe making jingles. What I mean is just the fun stuff. We do the fun stuff. Because I know I could... Hey, I know someone could do a song about... I know someone could get on that phone and make fun of me like I make fun of Nick. I could. They could be like, here's Nick doing me if he was like, you know, like when no one's around and Nick comes in here and fires up the studio, here's him. He goes, I could do that Todd Glass too. He's no better than me.
Hey, Nick, it's Todd.
Oh, no, what was I doing?
Please leave a message after the tone.
It was Nick, but yeah, because what would I be doing? I would be called, oh, it's me. Here's Nick doing me.
Hey, Joe, your sing-alongs are so hard. Make me an easier one.
This is Todd leaving a message for Joe.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Joe, could you make a song that's easier to sing along? Make me my jingles. I got nothing to do, so I just play jingles. Make me more, Joe. Thank you for songs with my name in them.
This is funny. Hello? This is funny if you stay within the bit. The bit is that would be you imitating me. And the sound effects are helping because no one knows really what's going on. Okay, caller, go ahead. This is a guy losing it, and he can't close his show. You know, I got 6 minutes to wrap up. I got seven. Hello? Okay, let's take a call. I'd stop the shit. Go ahead, caller. Seriously.
Stottle's here tonight.
That's true. All right, shut that off. Now here's what we're going to do.
Hey, Todd. So here's what you do. You play the Mary Poppins song. And everybody sings... Hold on. Hey, Chris, I know you don't work for anybody, so you can do what you want, but I ask you out of the kindness of my heart to stop the drops. There are some brighter positions opening up on midnight. If I see how you act appropriately and can deem yourself as a civil human being that could ask and request a favor, then I will maybe pass your resume on, and I think I know it by heart. Todd Glass Show and Delhi. Here's what you do. You play that Mary Poppins. I know how. And Todd, you don't have to be responsible for it. Just do it. You don't have a show where you talk to comedians. That's not what you do. That's not why we hired you. Another goddamn show to have people sitting around talking to shit that nobody gives a fuck about. Nobody cares. Play the Mary Poppins song. Everybody sing along. Do that thing where you all act like you don't know it, but you really don't. But somehow you work together and it sounds like you're having fun. Let that drummer, I don't care if he busts the drums. Play till he fucking rips the rims off of them. We'll buy new ones. Play. Don't try to teach me a lesson. All right, you know it. Are you ready, everybody? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. If you say it loud enough, it's always quite atrocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'm the little lie. People are loving it. Just keep doing it. I know it feels stupid, but don't stop. Hey, Todd. Does this look funny in this duffel bag? I had 15 sandwiches, but I don't know, they smell funny. But they're new, they were at the set and they gave them
They didn't eat them, but I watched them order them and they delivered them. I just had it in my bag just because I didn't know how to get it in the house, but they were in this container. I know it looked funny, but is it just the onions or is it the sandwich? I'm going to eat them. That's the show, everybody.
We leave you with Ursula eating. It's a real professional show, so I fucking finish the bits I start. This is Ursula eating. Remember we talked about how much she loves? This is her eating to George Carlin. Go to bed on this. You know, if I had a Roomba and I could program it to make sounds, I'd program it to make this sound. Picture a Roomba walking, you know, sliding all over your house, making this sound.
Definitely.
Oh, is that? Oh, is he on the line? Seriously? No, definitely. No, no. This isn't a joke. Brandon, are you there?
Certainly.
Oh, hey, Brandon. Keith doesn't think you're really on the phone. Do me a favor. Deal with this quickly because I'm wrapping up a show. I have another minute, literally. Tell him, are you on the phone or not?
No.
Okay, there you go.
Yes!
He's being sarcastic, idiot. I don't like calling you an idiot to close the show. You're not an idiot. You're bright.
Fine.
You're funny. You're got a lot going for you. You're fun to be around. Oh. No negativity.
Wow.
All right, listen. Goodbye, Aristotle. Goodbye, Adam. Goodbye, Nick Lipa. Goodbye, Ethan. Ethan just goes by Ethan. Well, in the music industry, they're very funny about that, because one time he called me after the show.
Don't mention my last name, you little fuck. It's Ethan to you and all your dumb friends in podcast world. What time should we be there?
I want to also thank Eric on the drums. He plays nicely. You do a very professional job. And you know, Chris, you're irreplaceable. Except when Jake gets back.
Yeah.
And then Gabe, thank you. And also, by the way, I'm not even joking around. Good job, Chris. Can I tell you something? I'm to George Carlin. It's hard sitting over there all night and paying attention to this shitty show.
It's true.
See, I'm glad you're honest.
Can't be tough.
I'm not like these other shows that make their people that do the music cower.
If it wasn't for all the bright colors and drugs and
exactly.
alcohol.
Exactly, and that's why I give you a chance to talk. To showcase yourself.
Sure.
How's everything? I'm going to let you do the last 2 minutes, and I'm going to turn my mic off, and I'm going to let you close the show, because I think you should. Seriously, to George Carlin, I'm going to give you the last... would you like 60 seconds or 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Okay.
Oh,
so you can do whatever you want in the jingles. Right. I'll let you do it. Would you think you should... 2 minutes. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, and then that's the close of the show.
Well... this week in the news, I don't know. I have nothing.
You got it. I'm not stopping you.
So what am I at? Like 30 seconds now?
Fuck no. 20 like
20 seconds in, you can tell he doesn't want to commit to the bit. And I normally don't make people, but yes.
I'll find a different jingle that inspires
me. You're still going. This is
you got it.
Well, we were cruising down the I-90 one night after a podcast recording. And it was just, I don't know. I got nothing.
That's a show,
Todd,
everybody.
Todd, take me out.
You
help me
need to say that it's the end of the show. That's all that you have to say.
No, but
God
it can't end. It can't
America.
End like this.
God bless him. God bless everybody. Oh, we gotta go. Bye. We're done.
We have to go. We have a hard out.
Oh, hard out.
Watch your mouth, asshole.
No.
Oh, Brendan, are you on the phone?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.